following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production.
I got a complaint from Walter, by the way. He said, please, is getting cut off on some of the podcasts. He says, please enjoy the next Red Shovel production. I can do his voice. Please enjoy the next Red Shovel production, please.
Oh, he says it twice?
He says, please. Doesn't he say it at the end?
Boy.
I don't know. I'm just passing along. I don't know if he's full of shit.
It's quite polite of him.
He almost sounded like
him. He's pretty serious about his reads. I can't do him that well.
Good imitator.
Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Every savory selection is made fresh each morning at Mesa between 3rd and 4th on Main and Royal Oak. Oh, my God. I'm hot. I just worked out. Is it obvious?
Well, now that you told everybody, yeah. It's pretty obvious.
I changed shirts. I was a sweaty mess.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
From Mesa's signature sauces, salsa and guacamole to their homemade award-winning 8-hour stewed brisket, Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, modern Mexican delicacies, are truly fresh from their kitchen to your table. Visit Mesa, check out the patio and all those tequilas. And today's Drew and Mike show features myself, Tom Mazoway is directly across from me, Mark Fellhauer to the east, Brandon to the near east, and Joey is to my west. And Dan Wetzel is coming up in just a few minutes. The Kellen Winslow Jr. jury is done.
Dan's to the far east.
Who's Dan is?
Far east.
Oh, thank you. Dan Wetzel. This verdict is interesting. This jury sounds weird.
The wackiest jury I've ever seen.
Yeah, they had some very strange questions.
Was it 8-8 going into overtime?
8-8?
What? Yeah, wasn't that the count, the jury count?
Are there 16 jurors?
Yeah, I thought they were.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't remember that movie, 16 Angry Men?
Exactly. I saw a count of 8-8 today.
Really?
8-8 what?
That's how weird this jury is. They don't even know how many jurors there are.
There's too many of them.
They were 10-2, I think, on one of the rape of the girl from high school.
Yes.
And they were 8-4 on another charge, like sex with an unconscious person.
Yep. 5-7 on the hitchhiker rape, and 3-9 on the sodomy of the homeless woman.
They also threw out one of the charges of exposure or elderly abuse or something like that.
It was really weird. We were watching it yesterday when the verdict came down here, Brandon and I, which was great because you get to see Kellen's dumbfounded face. He never thought he was going
to I know. How in the world could this happen? Five people that don't know each other accuse him of the same types of crimes.
It's crazy. He's just trying to help you.
There's also two crimes sitting out there that he hasn't been charged with yet. Two homes he broke into. They believe he wanted to rape a 71-year-old and an 86-year-old.
Jesus. Oh, we like prison food and penis.
And there's the house he said he was looking for his dog in.
That's right. So they go through all the formality of announcing the verdict and approving it and asking each juror. And then the judge is like, so what about these other 8 counts? Are you guys close? And the foreman's like, yeah, I think we're pretty close. And so he said, okay, get back in there and keep, talking about it. Deliberate about him.
Yeah, 5-7. That's pretty close.
I was just shocked, though, that he sent him back. He accepted the first 4 counts.
Well, they got him for something, but this is only 8 years. This guy can't go away for 8 years.
8 years? I thought it was at least 15.
No, it's 8.
Oh, great.
Well, Dan, I heard the same thing you heard. 8-15 to life, but it sounds like it's 8.
Oh, balls.
So, yeah, what a mess. Maz and I had started to have a good little scuttle upstairs over women's soccer because I was watching this CNN story about how the women's soccer players aren't making as much as the men. And
they're better.
What do you mean they're better?
The U.S. women are better.
I got to tell you, as a soccer fan.
They beat the men's team?
I just said, I enjoy watching them more than I like watching the guys.
If this is part of the
Why? Can I just ask you that?
I like Alex Morgan.
Maz brought up how attractive they are. I said, then why don't you see them nude? I mean, you want to see them at porn.
Yeah.
You don't want to see them play soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to see them have sex, you don't want to see them play soccer, do you?
Oh, doesn't bother me.
You whack off to the games?
No, I don't whack off to the games. I'd rather watch the women's game than the men's.
You like games that are slower? Is that what it is?
I can't tell because it's both a boring to me.
Well, then why would you watch either? Game? You like a softer game than soccer?
Yeah.
Slower,
sure.
Weaker people?
Yeah, they don't fall as much. They don't fake it. They don't fake falls as much, the ladies.
I see.
Oh, okay. Well, then you clearly don't watch enough.
Well, anyway, it was pointed out that the men draw more people, not only to the games, but to the television broadcast, and that's where the revenue's derived, at which point the argument is made for systematic discrimination, and because the women's sport hasn't been promoted enough. Now, all I hear about is a women's soccer team. Don't they get a lot of – isn't there a lot of chatter about the women's soccer team?
It's because they're the only ones on the forefront here in the U.S.
It was the first tease on Good Morning America today, Robin.
I laughed on this weekend because it launched on Friday. And so on Saturday, I'm like, oh, I'm going to put it on because the coverage has just been overwhelming. And even on ESPN, who isn't covering the games, Fox has the game. So I was kind of blown away by it. And I put on.
Well, ESPN prefers women's sports to men's, always.
I put on, I think it was Norway and Nigeria playing, which, by the
boring.
Way, the contrast between those
I'm
teams.
I'm getting tired hearing about this game.
The contrast between the teams is really kind of interesting because one is the whitest of white teams, the other is the blackest of black teams. There was maybe four people in the stands.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so boring.
They should pay them more, and more people would show up if they paid them more.
Now, today they have a little better crowd as the U.S. is just thumping on some shithole country.
Thailand. Yeah.
Speaking of lack of diversity, did you see the 22 guys arrested for trying to have sex with minors in Flint? The 22 guys?
No.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it was a very non-diverse group. Looked like an awful lot of white men.
Really?
Two of them worked at McDonald's, by the way. One was a manager.
Great. Well, he's working his way up.
And one guy's a VP at Comerica.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, your old VP had a big job.
Lord. Oh, boy.
Blown out! Oof. But, yeah, they showed the picture of the 22 people. I was like, well, that's not a very diverse group. Because I'm so used to looking. So I started counting. And I think it was 20 white men. Or 19 white men. There was a white woman. She worked at McDonald's. And two black guys.
She joined in?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what happened. It was a sting, so no sex happened.
That's good.
Which is good. Thankfully. I'm sure it did before. They probably got around with a zillion kids between the 22 of them. So Dan Wetzel, yeah, there they are. Classy-looking bunch of guys, aren't they? What are the occupations? It was nice that McDonald's got a couple plugs in there.
Yeah.
Those guys look like they could,
Doesn't it say their occupations?
It does, but it's
looks like a bunch
small.
Of winners.
I can't see.
Okay.
Maybe I can zoom in.
Well, take a look, and I'll mention, because Dan Wetzel's in a second here. You know who our friends and studio sponsors are, Zot, Ford, and Holly, DealsInTheD.com. They love the Drew and Mike podcast, and they love all our listeners who've bought so many cars, and leased probably even more. For that reason, Maz, Gary, but Gary's almost the lead story in these commercials.
I know.
Gabar, is he getting off on it?
Gary? Not really.
No?
No, not really. He's struggling, too.
Gabar and the entire struggling? Did he have to take the first week off? Were his kids in the hospital too?
No, he did not. But you're holding that against me, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
No. I just knew this month was going to be tough.
Yeah, it's
tough. Breaking news. We just got a fresh read for Zot.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, he just sent it. Do you want it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Kill some time.
I mention Maz being off for the week and needing the business.
Yeah, today was my only third day on for the month.
Right.
Wow.
So I haven't really done anything yet. I do have one guy that's
taking
be,
3 days to get warmed up.
Well, I'm trying to get warmed up. I'm just, you know, when I'm there, you get kicked off, you get the emails, you get a call here and there, but I haven't gotten many so far in the last week and a half.
So you think
But the ones I've gotten, I've always answered back and try to arrange a time for them to come in. Came in. We're going
to
get him
boy, I got to bleep that name. Boy, oh, boy.
Spells it like too.
What a shame.
What are you going to do?
Well, no one will know.
What does National DJ Month, National Adopt-a-Cat Month, National Pride Month, National Iced Tea Month, National Soul Food
National
Month.
National Iced Tea Month.
And the hottest deals of the year at Zot, Ford, and Holly all have in common, you guessed it, they're all happening in the jumping month of June. As you may imagine, our friend Maz celebrates each and every June event. Most of the time while playing hooky from work, but when he is at Zot Ford, he can help you lease. See, it does include here.
That's good.
I guess that might be playing hooky. And that doesn't include the first week because the kids were injured.
Okay.
He's not referring to that, of course.
That's not big.
When he is at Zot Ford, he can help you lease the all-new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $99 a month. Or in Maz's absence, Gary, Maz's personal sales manager, can help you lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $144 a month.
Hey, Steve, Steve writes some funny stuff.
If you care to celebrate Cat, Ice, Tea, or Soul Month this month, be sure to include Zot Ford and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County in your celebration. See details in their massive inventory at DealsInTheD.com.
Give me a call.
And, oh, there's a Hall Financial Hotline opening up. Click the link or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000 and visit Dr. Yaldo, too. Got the incredible CATS Custom LASIK, the world's most precise. Most patients get better than 20/20 vision. It's called Supernormal Vision. Takes a few minutes. It's painless. You get to throw all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. And then the multifocal lens implants for people 40-plus forever frees you from your hated reading glasses. Oh, I hear Dan Wetzel's theme song.
Do you know any other Dan songs?
I don't, but he won't come on if you don't play this. You got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. Tell him Drew Mike sent you for an additional discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And they got the frames, too. Mm-hmm. So if you don't need LASIK.
Sexy specs.
Well, I don't know how sexy. They're probably as sexy as anyone's.
Oh, here's another Dan song.
What?
Do I dare switch it?
What song is it? Oh, is it?
Oh, is it? It's gonna be.
My name is Dan.
Hello.
Is this Dan Wetzel?
It's me.
Hey, Dan.
We got your song. Wait, check it out.
Because I'm so awesome. My name is Dan. And I'm really, really awesome. If you don't believe me, just listen to what my backup singers have to say about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's really awesome, yeah. Uh-huh, my name is
Nice.
Dan.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking
just,
about.
Dan just sent that to us and insisted we play it before the phone call. So we had Elton John previously, and now today it's, I don't know who does that song. Dan just sent it to us. That's crazy. How you
truth
doing?
Truth is the truth, right? We're yeah. on the side of truth.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, I should ask you about the basketball game first, because you must have been watching that last night.
I was there. I covered it.
You were there.
In Toronto.
Oh, my God. I should have. Did you have a piece in Yahoo this morning?
I did. Wow. I rode the train back to Windsor. You ever ridden that train?
Oh,
no.
God.
The Windsor to Toronto train. It's pretty good.
Did you boo or did you cheer Kevin Durant when he was injured, like all those other mean people in Toronto?
I made no comment. Yeah, the Canadians, not a good reaction at first. They did try to redeem themselves.
How active is Drake? I mean, we do see him on TV occasionally, but when you're there, is it as crazy as it would seem? Uh-oh. Did we lose Dan?
Uh-oh.
Come in, Dan.
We lost you for a second there, Dan. Just to act like I just asked the question about Drake.
Okay. Drake is all over the place. He's practically on the court.
Really?
They should put him in.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah.
I won't move from this spot.
Okay.
I would not try.
You better move, Dan.
Wow, this is weird. I don't believe we've had this problem
before.
Let's hang up and call him right back.
Should we call him back?
Yeah, I think that works better.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay, Dan, we'll call you right back.
And I am awesome.
We'll be playing the song the whole time, if that was what the issue was.
Because I'm so awesome. My name is
Maybe he wanted up a little higher underneath him.
Really, he's got a good sounding awesome. Line, actually.
If you don't believe me, just listen to what my backup singers have to say about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
U.S. has scored again.
He's really awesome.
Yeah.
There we go. I hear you.
I wanted you to have to play the song again.
That's what I thought. We knew. We knew what you were up to.
All right, so Nick Nurse put in Drake. Go ahead.
No, yeah, Drake's practically in the game. I mean, he's getting in the face of Draymond Green. That is not something I would attempt, particularly when this could be the last game of the year and Draymond doesn't care if he gets suspended. Like, if things aren't going well, you don't know. So he's pretty annoying. You're just a fan. You're not on the team.
Mm-hmm. Are you a little surprised that the Golden State responds to him at all?
He literally is yelling right in their ear. He's in there. Like, I don't know how you don't.
Doesn't he kind of work for the Raptors? Doesn't he have an official title with them?
Yeah, he's like an ambassador, fan ambassador. So I guess he's part of the franchise somehow.
But. A fan ambassador.
Is the NBA cool with that then, acting as a fan ambassador, yelling at the other team and getting in arguments with them?
Well,
I mean, I like it because it's entertaining.
Commissioner, yeah, he's trying to walk a line. I mean, look, they want celebrities courtside, obviously. So, and Drake's a big celebrity, but they like Mickelson and they like Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they want all those guys there. So the NBA is very smart. Like, they know those are viral moments, and those are the kind of things that reach fans that aren't into basketball, and they're trying to, you know, they're smart about social media and how the effect of all that stuff, but there's definitely a line where they don't want to influence in the game. So what do? You know, you don't kick Drake out of his seats, but you warn him. So far he didn't touch anybody last night, but he comes close. Like, he's involved. I don't know how you would ignore him.
Yeah, I think they should let the Golden State owners shove the players if they're going to let Drake get in the players' faces.
Maybe the owner should shove Drake. That guy and Drake can get down.
There you go.
Or his wife, by the way. The owner's wife can dirty look him.
Yeah, right. We had that one, too.
Boy, that was I can't get over how stupid that was.
Yeah.
I just can't. I mean,
unreal.
How many lows do we have to get to before we, well, whatever, social media.
Do you think
media,
Golden State will win it, or do you think Toronto's going to take it off here?
I think Toronto will win one of these two, but without Durant, they just really, Golden State just lacks another scorer. They really only have two guys that can score right now, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. So if one of those guys has a bad shooting night,
yeah, it's curtains.
They're curtains, yeah. And even then, last night Kawhi Leonard did not score very many points. I don't know what he ended up with, but he was a non-factor offensively. Now, he did everything else, but that's not going to continue. So I think Toronto's the better team when they don't have Durant, and obviously they're not getting Durant back now. So I think Toronto will win, but there's definitely a gag, choke possibility here. Toronto gagged it away last night.
They really did, and when you gag away a game five and then you're going back to Golden State, if they lose that game, then it's really potential for gag city, unless they just get a huge lead or something, which I think they can.
They're the better team, but yeah, it's everything focuses. And look, they get out there, and we've seen Golden State run people off the court, particularly at Oracle Arena. So It could be one of those nights where each of them have 40 points and, Toronto doesn't have a chance, and now it's all in one building. And these guys have won three titles in the last 4 years, and there's a reason why they've done that. They're really good, and they're really hard to beat. And, you saw it. Most people watching that game thought when Durant got hurt, Golden State would just fall apart, and they just never fell apart. And I think Toronto thought they'd fall apart, and they could never get there. They finally took the lead in the last 3 minutes, but then Golden State stormed back. So they're just not going to quit on it. You just got too many guys that have won titles and too many role players, and they don't panic. And all the Toronto guys are there for the first time. So it'll be interesting, but I still think Toronto wins.
I can't wait to see game six.
Should be good.
We had that jury yesterday came up with four counts. I think one of those four has been dropped now. But, Dan, is that 8 years technically that Winslow's facing? Should they not be able to convict him of the other eight counts that they're going to retry, I guess?
I don't know if they're going to retry or not. We'll see. I don't know if they said something in the last couple minutes, but there were 12 counts he was up for. He got convicted of three. One was a felony, a rape of a 58-year-old homeless woman, Jane Doe 2. That was the strongest witness they had. But that rape charge only carries a maximum of 8 years in prison if there aren't other what they call accelerators, like a kidnapping charge or this or that, other rapes. Then it could have gotten up to life in prison.
But there are other rapes.
Well, not with her, though. You mean accelerators with her?
There's a kidnapping charge, but she got in the car voluntarily. I mean, there's just different things that didn't. He wasn't. They've now mistrialed on six other felonies and two other misdemeanors. Now he was also convicted of two other misdemeanors. Those are 6 months. So, if everything goes consecutive, it's 9 years. If they do concurrent, it'd be eight. That's maximum. And then I don't know what his eligibility for parole would be. He was facing life. So, I hate to say anybody getting 8-9 years in prison is a victory, but that's a victory.
Oh, yeah.
When you're facing life and you're 35 years old. But he's looking at 50 years.
I heard that term used this morning, and of course I understand why you used it there, but I don't, just to suggest that this is a victory, that this person who is obviously sick, I mean, something is terribly wrong with this guy. He's facing two other charges for, isn't it, breaking in on a 71-year-old and an 86-year-old's home, and they believe those were, he had rape on his mind. Those haven't gone down yet. I mean, this guy's clearly nuts. The idea that he's completely innocent is ludicrous. Or, I mean, even real rehabilitation seems really.
Well, the you know, state prison is not the place he's going to be rehabilitated for this. So, yeah, agree. He has completely antisocial, deviant. Even if you want to say, you know, if you want to take his defense and say, well, this is all consensual. If you want to go with that, these behaviors outlandish. I mean, it's just, I mean, you know, you're trolling the train station looking for old homeless women.
Yeah.
To prey upon. And these are not, even if this was, again, consensual, these are completely uneven relationships. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous. So his behavior is problematic. And what makes you think when he gets out, he's not going to do it again? I mean, this is, you know, this is why you have prison, to put guys who are literally just running around doing things like this. This is why you have it. You're far less likely to have like a 60-year-old guy who killed someone when he's 20 murder again. But someone like this will always have power over the most vulnerable people in society. So it's scary he will be back out, but this is all they could get. And part of what he did is prey on people on the margins of society, the weakest, the least believable, and that's how you get away with some of this stuff.
Yeah, it
because
works.
They're bad, you know, they're bad accusers. In the, you know, if you understand, you know what I mean. Like they all had problems that you could pick apart, and that's probably why he chose those guys.
How about the CTE angle? I mean, do you get help at this point? He's living. I mean, CTE is only when these guys pass away, unfortunately. It's a horrible thing to go through as well.
You can't diagnose it yet until you pass away, and then you need an autopsy. And then, you know, he didn't go that defense. That would have been, if he had done that, he would have been admitting the crime.
Right.
And that would have meant life, but you presumably could get mental, you know, a hospital or something like that, a different care. So he didn't do that defense. He's going into state prison. He's going to be up in, you know, in Folsom Prison or something like that. It's just no, you're not going to get any kind of help for whatever he's dealing with. It'll probably be traumatized even more in there.
Jesus.
Now, the reason I didn't like the CTE thing, I mean, I understand it could well be in the Hernandez case too. Yeah, it's unprovable. We can't really know. But the girl that came forward that he raped in high school, who, you know, and she testified that he said he was taking her to a party with a friend, and she knew him previously. He wanted a friend to watch them have sex. I mean, it's this really creepy story. And then he takes her to a place that there's no one. It's not a party at all. And she ends up passing out. She wakes up with him having sex from behind with her, and his friend is shoving his penis in her mouth. And she was brought forward by the other charges, and it sounds like the jury may have believed her because they said they were 10-2 in favor of a conviction there. So not only does that put him doing stuff like this a long time ago, but it also maybe that's a charge they can get in a retrial. But you know,
he was 19 though. I don't know if the CTE angle works.
No, the CTE angle doesn't work. That's what I mean. It throws that out.
If they want to retry, that was their best case. I think the problem they had there was, you know, the crime occurred, or the alleged crime occurred in 2003.
Yeah.
And so it's just a hard to, was it consensual, was it not? But certainly by getting a 10-2 on that, they had a chance. Victim number one, I don't think they'll ever try again. She's not a reliable witness. I personally, the story that she told, when I sat there and listened to it, I thought she was a prostitute. And I don't know, it didn't go, well, however it didn't go, it was not a very believable story. There's just so many holes in her story. And she said in court, I haven't had a drink in 30 years. And then like something out of Matlock, you know, he pulls out this sheet and goes, you've been arrested 11 times for public intoxication. Oof. And she tries to go, well, the last one I had some cough syrup, you know.
Oh, my
like,
God.
You know, like you got no chance when you have some.
Was the girl from 2003, was she a good witness, Dan?
She was. She was very believable. It was very emotional. I felt terrible for her. I found her very believable, but I think there was some consensual sex at a different time. There was questions of like, where were we that night? You know, I can see why two people said, look, I'm just not going with it. Try to defend yourself from 15 years ago that something happened. 16 years ago. Like, how do you do that? And well, who was at the party? Well, where'd you guys go? So I can see why there's reasonable doubt in the minds of a couple people on that, even though she was a very compelling witness. The first one, I thought, they don't have a chance on this. The second one, I thought they had a very good chance. The third one, I thought, boy, that's really going to come down to whether you want to convict someone from something that many years ago when there really wasn't a lot of other information. And then the two exposure charges were, there were convictions on both of those. So, but those are just misdemeanors. They just piled that on to try to show that he was a deviant and this is the pattern.
I'm really intrigued by this jury. They sent this wacky note. I don't know if that was 2 days ago where they're like, hey, can we make up the law ourselves? And, you know, they seemed really confused by a lot of stuff. And they said, hey, we've got four decisions on four counts, the other eight. And then the judge actually sent them back after verifying the first four. My question is, what is the makeup of this jury? Do you know, like, how the 12 is split, female, male, background at all?
I'd have to look at my notes for the exact numbers, but it was pretty even. I mean,
do they look like idiots? Because they sound like idiots.
No, I think there was one idiot.
One idiot,
if you read
okay.
that note carefully, the juror number six at the and said, I'm going to paraphrase a little more closely, but it said, the juror could use an explanation of what of what under oath means, and then they said, additionally, how we should apply the law, not apply what we think the law should mean.
Oh boy!
Okay, so that to me is a juror who's been sitting there for 3 days going, I can't talk to this person; they're an idiot. you can't just go. Well, I don't think that's rape. No, that's not your job.
Wow.
That's how I read that thing. So it's it's a bizarre verdict, the way they rolled this thing out. Because they come back and we have four, but we don't have the other eight. And the judge goes, well, just tell us the four. And then they go, well, we're deadlocked. Oh, give it a try again. And then he made him keep trying. But here's the thing, like, to me, it's extremely prejudicial if you come out and you read your verdict, and as a juror, you get to see the reaction of Kellen Winslow. How does he react?
Yeah.
So does he react like guilty? Does he react? And then you go in and then re-argue the other eight counts. Now, it didn't end up mattering because it didn't change any verdict, but to me, that was completely unfair to Winslow.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, or the government. What if he starts crying and you feel bad for him? What if? Like, I don't know.
I've never seen this.
Crazy. I've never heard of this. Like, you should have all of them and you take your shot. But it was a very, I'm at San Diego, you know, they're just like chilling out.
Well, I'm curious to see if they appeal on that basis because it also affects, you know, if they saw the shock on his face, they go, oh, well, I don't think he did the other one, so I'm not going to change my mind. Because he looked like he was so upset about these four. But on the other hand, I see what you're saying, Dan.
Well, and then there's an alternate juror who's raising a question about one of the jurors because I forget exactly. Do you know what I'm talking about,
Dan? This was the funniest thing I've seen. Now, I was not there yesterday. Yeah. I was watching. I was in Toronto for the basketball game. But they go, this alternate juror three sends a note to the judge saying, I have some information about juror number 12 that makes me think he shouldn't be on the jury, right? Now, so this is bombshell, right? Like, what is this? Like, he's Winslow's cousin? Like, did he make some prejudicial comment? What? This is going to be crazy. So the guy, they bring him in, they bring alternate three in, they put him up on the stand, and he says, well, I sell TVs for a living, and I was handing out my business card to the other juror, saying, hey, if you need a TV, give me a call. And the guy goes, juror 12 goes, oh, I recently bought a TV. I don't need one. And he said, well, what kind of TV did you buy? And he goes, I can't remember. I don't have a good memory.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Oh.
That was the whole thing.
How silly.
So he goes, I don't think he can remember the testimony. Like, maybe he was just blowing you off because he doesn't want to. Yeah. It's called on jury duty. Like,
exactly.
What does it matter?
TV,
he doesn't need a TV, okay?
Leave him alone.
God. Well, the guy's trying to pin him down on his TVs.
But if, Judge, you want one, visit me at, you know, edtv.com. I mean, it was like, that's it? Like, that's the, and then, yeah. So then they usher him aside, and the judge goes, well, I think this is handled. He doesn't, like, what's this?
Boy, nothing like
retry the case because the guy can't remember what kind of TV he has.
Nothing like a hard-selling alternate juror.
Yeah, jury duty.
Well, Dan, a hard sale at least.
Dan's got a 4:30, so I know we got to let you go. But Dan, are you going to Game 7 for the or the Game 6 rather of the NBA Finals?
We're trying to figure that out, maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
Well, we'll be back in touch more than likely. And thanks so much.
Okay.
Your coverage.
Always fun being on.
We'll see you in Yahoo. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Dan Wetzel. Oh, he chose Elton John on the way out.
Was this his request to go?
Oh, yeah. No, he's really fussy about that.
I wanted to get him to ask him about Big Pop. I mean, he's a Boston guy. He would have maybe had the inside scoop.
I don't know the inside scoop.
He wasn't shot in Boston.
I know.
He's just, I mean, they flew him there. He's in the hospital. I just don't know what more there is to know.
He took his first steps. Today.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is great.
It sounds like he's going to be fine.
I know these guys want to go home and see their families and all, but nothing good happens in the baseball offseason for these guys when they go across, when they leave the country.
Except it's his home.
I know.
Remember, Oogie went home and killed somebody.
Yeah. I know. It's just nothing. I mean, there's always car crashes. Nothing ever works out.
So never go home.
Never leave the United States. That's my...
Michael sent us an email, subject Grand Bahia Honeymoon. It kind of was us. The wife and I went to the same resort in 2016 for our honeymoon. We both got the shits like Trudy.
Oh, it was coming out of both ends of both
like
of them.
Like that could have been me.
It was coming out of four ends.
He's not talking about being shot, I guess. He's talking about the illness. He could have died, like the three people. I spent the first half of our trip peeing out of my butt. Then I hit my wife for the second half.
Oh,
not the honeymoon. That's Trudy, actually. That's not the right audio, Brandon. Not the honeymoon we had planned.
That's not very nice. You shouldn't be listening.
Joey's laughing.
Be listening to Trudy like that.
Oh, I think that's still Trudy's. I thought it was me eating beef carpaccio, but my wife didn't have any of that. We guess it was from the icy mixture and the pina coladas. Glad we didn't die. It could have been us.
Oh, wow.
Mike. Thank you for that, Mike. That sounds like that might be Mike.
Nice that they're both sick at the same time too.
I know, it's so bad.
They each had their own toilet.
Oh, how miserable!
Being
going back to the Golden State game, and I know it's not a sports podcast, as many people noted on the Facebook Live.
Jeez.
And this is really
ratings,
sports.
By the way.
Can we play the audio of the general manager on Kevin Durant? He cries.
Yeah, Bob Myers.
Well, not the general manager, the president.
He chokes up.
Cries like a baby.
He's pretty soft.
He doesn't cry. He's just chokes
a baby.
Up.
And I gotta tell you, people thought this was wonderful this morning. I was thinking, oh my God, that was so cool.
He's in touch with his emotions,
yes.
Drew.
Here we go.
They just won, by the way.
Pussy.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow.
How young is this GM? Is he a millennial?
Prior to coming back,
he's a president.
Went through 4 weeks with our medical team. And,
awfully soft.
It was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors.
Man up! Stop crying!
And we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision.
He's a Gen Xer.
I don't believe there's anybody to blame. But I understand this world.
Well, they shouldn't care.
And if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department.
Oh, that's so cool.
And
he's falling on the sword.
They should fire him now. That'd be great.
Yes.
Except, let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loved to play basketball.
No, no, we don't need your... No, no.
You're awesome.
Whether he wanted to get back to this team or wrong. And I'm not here to...
I blame you. Like, you had anything to do with it.
He's one of the most misunderstood people.
Oh, my God.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Good teammate. He's a good person.
Oh, stop.
It's not.
You don't know him. You don't hang around with him. You had nothing to do. Do not take the blame. You had nothing to do with the decision. Nothing.
How do
Zero.
You know?
No one asked him. No one.
How do you know?
I promise you, I'll bet my life he had nothing
I'm
to do with
I'm lucky to know him.
No, you're not lucky. You're president of the team. That's why you own him, know him.
I don't have all the information on what really extent of what it all means until we get an MRI.
What it means is he's staying in Golden State.
But the people that...
I know, it's actually good for this guy that he got injured.
And cleared him are good
people.
They're
going to pay him the max and he's going to stay.
They're good people.
Wow. Okay.
Did you hear Steve Kerr's comments?
Was he crying too?
Yeah.
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Oh, I'm sorry, maybe it's Jeff Kerr, I guess.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies.
This post-game speech.
It's still real to me, damn it! I mean, thank you.
That was Durant.
Thank you, guys. You were awesome. Thank you.
Who was not crying, by the way? Durant was not crying. Why is this guy crying? Durant wasn't crying. It's his Achilles.
No, you know what Durant did do when he was walking off? Did you hear him go, fuck?
Yes.
Yes. And
there were a lot of bleeps in the game last
they
night.
Half dumped it.
Yeah. They did.
Yes, because you could hear him go, fuck.
There were a ton of bleeps in that game. A ton.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Really? Where else?
Throughout the game.
I showed you the one on the call that should have been overturned that wasn't overturned, the offensive
Cousins.
Goaltending.
Where
that's bullshit. And he waves his arm. I love Boogie Cousins. Great.
This president, I watched it this morning, and I think it was on Good Morning America. Like, oh, my God, that is so nice. He's so moved. And he's like, no, why is he crying? Durant's not crying.
Whatever happened to just win?
He's the president of the team. You know he had and this business of, I'll take the blame. I'll be the hero and take the blame. No, first of all, are people blaming people? No, Kevin Durant decided he was playing. If Kevin Durant didn't want to play or didn't feel he could play, he would not have played.
Yes.
So shut up. Stop acting like a hero and crying. I think this guy thought he could go on TV and cry and
but when
get a bunch
KD
of
went to the locker room, who was he with? He was with his agent.
Yes, of course. I know,
okay.
Isn't that, I know,
that's
it's
what
like
they
Jerry
go with
Maguire
that.
Is
right.
Coming true,
exactly.
Isn't it?
It's the truth.
Yeah, I was reading about the Lakers. Now LeBron's agent is part of everything now, and there's
everything
pressure on the coach from the agent. Wait, the agent likes the coach. He doesn't like the coach.
LeBron's agent actually talked to Adam Silver about who should coach the Lakers.
Yeah. I know. It's so ludicrous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, with their agents. It's not nobody else.
Then again, who's more important to the league, LeBron James or Adam Silver?
But his agent... His
I know,
agent?
I know.
Oh, my God.
That was a money decision last night. That shaped the entire free agency in the NBA, what happened last night.
Maybe.
I wasn't really interested in getting into all that. But,
I know. I'm just mentioning it.
Except that the New York Daily News headline was, Knicks late lose game five.
Yeah, Knicks lose game five.
That's great.
Dicks. He wasn't going to New York.
So I thanked Dan Wetzel, by the way, on a tweet, on a text.
Yes.
And I said, I'm sorry we couldn't get – I wish we could have gotten to Big Poppy. Now, I didn't read any of the stories.
Are you pushing the Big Poppy story? It's not a sports podcast.
I didn't read about Big Poppy. I did not read one
iota. Any prep?
Why did you want to talk to him about it?
I wanted to ask him what was going on.
It's a sports podcast.
Did you guys know what was happening?
Yes.
Yeah, he was shot because
– a hit.
It was a hit.
Why?
Because he was fucking the drug dealer's wife
or
something.
Did they ever name the drug lord, by the way?
No. I didn't see him named.
Tito. Tito was his name.
Thanks for listening to yesterday's podcast when we talked about that.
I just threw it all out to you. I just thought that was pretty cool.
Why is the internet protecting the drug lord?
I think you're protecting Big Poppy.
Big Poopy.
That part of the story you notice is a very small part of the story. It's really not getting a lot of attention.
It is the part of the story.
Of course it is.
A motive.
I mean, aren't you dying to know more?
Yeah, I want to know what the drug lord's girl looked like.
But it's Big Poppy. I know, I always want to know what the person looks like. I mean, that 44-year-old school teacher, Emilia, is like, oh, God, where's her name? I want to Google her.
Add some color to the story.
She's banging a ninth grader, which I should be just horrified. Oh, my God! And someone going, where's her picture?
Well, it's clearly a terrible, terrible situation. But what's she look like?
I'm watching this true crime thing last night. It was a weird story on ID about this woman who... Let's see. She had a couple kids by this guy. They didn't stay together. She remarries his stepfather. They keep talking about how beautiful she is. Mm-hmm. And they're together 20 years. She's super duper jealous. And all of a sudden she's missing. And it turns out, oh, she was having an affair. He found out. She said, yes, I am. I'm leaving you. Mm-hmm. She moved out. And then she came to get her mail. And, ooh, she's missing. Her car's in the driveway with her her phone, her purse, and everything, and she's missing.
Did she get her mail?
No, nobody's been arrested yet.
She left the mail behind?
She left the mail behind. This is 2013, I believe, or 2011, and no one's been arrested for it. The stepfather obviously did it. He has a big bruise on his side. and the dog, by the way, he hated her dog. It sounded like he was jealous of the dog.
Oh, God.
The dog and her washed up in the lake behind their house.
Oops.
Or their condo. Yeah. And they still, nothing, didn't get him.
Wow.
They couldn't figure out her manner of death. They think she may have drowned. The dog drowned.
Went in to save her? The dog went in to save her?
They were kind of speculating that maybe he threw the dog in the water.
Are you more upset about the dog or her?
I was pretty upset about the dog. But the point was, they kept talking about Hot Shoes. And I was like, I didn't want to spoil the story because I wanted to watch it, but I Googled her.
Yeah.
She's really hot. Oh. She was quite beautiful.
That's a shame.
It's a sad story. But she was very hot. I mean, seriously, as Michelle thought.
Yeah.
While she was alive, she was extremely hot.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see her picture?
Yeah, of course.
What show was this? I can't find it on your...
Whose idea name is Robin... Robin...
Was this on Sex, Lies, and Murder?
No.
Wait till Winslow hits
that. I might have zapped it because I watched it. Uh-oh. Let's see, wait.
Was it on Still a Mystery?
Oh, yeah, it probably was because it's still a mystery. It may have been.
I swear your DVR is all ID. Well, is that her? How was the recreation?
That sure is a mystery.
Her name's Robin Pope, I think, maybe?
Mm.
Wait, is that it? No, that's not it. That's a boring story about some kid that died in Illinois at college.
No way to die boring.
That's Robin, isn't it, Brandon? Is that Robin?
Yeah. Robin Lee Pope. Job.
Robin!
What's your name?
Robin Lee Pope.
Got a great rack, too.
Which dog? Which is the dog?
It's the dog on the right.
Oh,
That's not a great picture of her. She had a great body. She fell for the personal trainer.
Really?
Yeah, so heads up on that.
Yeah.
Lady starts working on the personal trainer.
Uh-huh. I just assume personal trainers are banging all their clients.
I know, I do, too. No more personal trainers for you.
Yeah, get a same-sex personal trainer.
And her daughter was smoking hot, too.
Really?
I think both daughters were pretty smoking. But, anyway, that was last night. You know, not only was that going, I got home from the Chappelle show.
Yeah.
The second half. Chappelle went on early, so it all worked out pretty well. Chappelle was incredible. Oh, my God, was
all
he
new?
Funny. It seemed all new to me.
How long did he go for?
Probably an hour and 10, hour and 15. Wow. It was really good.
I saw Gaffigan on Friday night. He was terrific. He went about the same time.
Where was Gaffigan?
Fox.
You trying to steal my Thunder, man?
Yeah.
Trying to steal my Chappelle Thunder with Gaffigan?
Let's talk about Gaffigan.
Two great comics.
Chappelle
tell us about
is greater Gaffigan. Than Gaffigan.
It was great.
Chappelle equal to, greater than, no, greater
well,
than Gaffigan.
Gaffigan's clean, right? No
yeah, Gaffigan's
swear words.
Clean. And you know what he brought
Who
up? I thought of you guys,
comic.
Of course.
Boring.
Horses. He brought up the horse shootings.
He did?
Oh, yeah. He was going after the horses.
Well, guess what? There was another one murdered this weekend at
was
Santa
there?
Anita. Yeah, that's the 29.
It was an accident.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is just one day after.
Are they on a horse a week pace or something?
They're still below the national average.
Wow.
No, they're not.
I'm just joking.
Oh, good joke. What's interesting, though, is this horse that was murdered on Sunday had no visible limb injuries.
He wasn't murdered. Mm-hmm. It was put down.
No.
It's too old.
There was one euthanized on Saturday as well, too, so that's pretty cool.
The 12th, which is Wednesday, is the 25-year OJ anniversary.
Wait, I want to hear more about Chappelle.
Well...
How was your phone?
Oh, I put it in my pocket in the container.
Yeah.
So the container was really small. Matt was saying they were bigger last time.
Oh, okay.
So you probably can put it in your pocket. But it fit right in my pocket. It's just you can't use it.
Was there a line?
They were putting them in
unlocked?
Lockers at some shows in the past. Didn't they have lockers for the phones?
Was it a pain, though, to get it to
no,
get the bag?
It wasn't that
it
big
unlocked.
A deal. They seem to have it down.
Now, when you leave, like, let's say you didn't get it unlocked when you leave and you got home, can you get it out of the bag then?
I don't know.
Like,
I was
scissors?
Wondering. I was wondering that very
cut
same
the bag
thing.
With scissors?
That's a good question.
Should have brought it home as a souvenir or something.
I really was thinking about all those things. I don't know why it was. It really was bothering me.
How was
I was thinking
crowd?
About it for 2 hours before. It was completely jammed.
Yeah.
Just totally sold out. And I can't tell you how, but he just killed it. It was just a fantastic show.
Was the queue to get in a pain in the ass because of these bags?
Not really. We went to the state bar early, oh, yeah. So we had a wristband, so we were in a shorter line.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Matt's got it all planned out. I mean, just turn off
your brain. You turned
off
your brain.
Yeah, I did. Totally turned it off. Except the phone kept my brain on.
I
kept
know.
Thinking, oh, my God, is this my last time I can check Google before well,
plus,
I go in?
Plus, I was live texting you the Kellen Winslow.
Oh, exactly.
Verdict,
so. I know, and I was dying to know, and it was getting close to showtime. But Dave, he did one bit. He's talking about LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm, 'cause that got him in trouble, and he actually apologized last time. And when he had
he
the
did that bit last time?
Well, no, he did a bit about LGBT, about trans people.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had to apologize.
Well,
and then
he said,
updated his routine with his apology, which is really funny.
He said he's okay with all the letters except for T. He said the T isn't real happy with him.
Yes,
and then
yes.
he said, you know, as far as LGBTQ, you know, imagine him being in a car. And he said, G's driving, because that's going to be a white guy who knows the roads. And then L is in the front seat. And it just went on and on and on like that, where everybody was in the car and how they were interacting. And oh, my God, it was really
that's
funny.
Really great.
It was really good. And he had quite a thing on abortion, too, and the whole thing of, you know, you can't tell me what to do with my body. It's my decision, and you know, fuck you, and that. Well, if you can decide to abort it, then I can decide to abandon it. Which
that's a great concept.
No, I thought it was pretty good.
I'm glad someone's out there doing that kind of humor.
And by the way, a lot of these discussions, and the abortion topic is such a serious topic, and you know, this no one's going to tell me what to do with my body. And with my baby, yeah. And it's sort of, I always kind of feel like, well, I don't really want to tell you what you can do with your body. I mean, but it seems like if there's someone else involved in creating the child, I mean, they certainly have a right to talk about it. I mean,
yeah.
I've never heard anyone say, you will do this with your body. It's obviously
well,
the female's
it's more,
decision.
You won't
and
do it with your body is the thing.
You can't overrule someone. Yeah. But, I mean, isn't it out of courtesy? I mean, it is two people. It takes two people to make the baby.
Well, I think they're more concerned with the government telling them
yeah,
what they can.
I know. I just it's like I saw this thing today that was – actually, there's a Facebook video for it. It was kind of entertaining. It was about this woman who was breastfeeding.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Somebody sent it to us. A woman was breastfeeding at a pool in
Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the person working there, who's just some guy, you know, probably 20 years old, he's like, hey, look, you know, you can't breastfeed because she just whips her tit out. And I guess she had both tits out.
Yeah.
She was double barreling it?
No, she had one kid. But the girl that was working with him said, well, she had her other boob out, too, you know. So, which, you know.
Why don't they just cover up?
Like, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
The vast majority of women.
I know. I don't understand why covering up is such a big deal. And I mean, to suggest that it's natural. Do you know how many guys could care less if it's natural? A boob is out.
Yes.
A boob is out.
Well, so
it's, you know, it's sort of like, you know, I understand that it should be natural. It shouldn't matter.
So it's taking a dump. I'm not going to do it poolside.
I'm not saying I really care what anyone does. But anyway, there's some policy at this pool. Did you find the video?
She wanted to see the policy, by the way.
Oh, God. He just told her the policy.
Like, show me the policy.
You want me to send it to you, Brandon?
Yeah, I don't have it.
Okay, let's see. Where is it? Was it my email?
That's just weird because wouldn't you think she would just go, oh, well, that policy's stupid. I'm never coming back here. See ya.
You know, they have no
why
sheets,
everything
you know?
Have to be
you
a
find
fight.
It, Maz? It's a Facebook video.
I'll find it.
Anyway, she kept, when the police came, she kept saying, nobody can tell me I can't feed my baby. And I've heard
that. That's not what they're saying.
No, exactly. And
they're saying you can't feed it here
every
in that
time
manner.
She said that to a couple different people, and they said the same thing. No one's telling you can't feed your baby.
Yeah.
They're just saying that, you know, you can't. And the other girl said, well, she had both boobs out. I mean, it wasn't that simple. But, you know, when you say, no one's telling me I can't feed my baby, you go, oh, my God, they're asking her to starve her baby. It's like, no, no one. No, that's not it. It's a girl on a roller coaster with her boobs out.
Nice. Oh, is that her? Was it blurred?
Why do people have to be so dramatic? No, they didn't show her boob. No, that's... Why are her boobs out?
I don't know. I just searched breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah. That might be her.
Yeah, that's her.
Exactly.
That's
her. Public place.
That's her. I have a right to feed my baby. They feed him at church.
Yeah, that's not the video, though. They actually had the video.
There's a long video of it.
It was
about 5 minutes.
It's funny because they talk to this dumb teenager's like, oh.
I want to see the roller coaster one go up. I want to see the roller coaster boob. Well, she's totally topless on it.
Yeah. They wouldn't give her the picture either.
Oh, and she dropped her top too.
Wait, why did she throw away her top?
No, because she wants to be. She wants her titties hanging.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, nice profile.
Yeah. Oh, wow. She likes having her boobs out, doesn't she?
Ooh, yeah.
All right. Hello, Dimples.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dimples.
Oh, wait. What's that? Okay, titties aren't a sex organ. Otherwise, men with breasts should have to wear a shirt, too. Wish I could have seen people's face when she got off the ride. Oh, someone wrote that.
Whatever.
Well, good for her. Well, she's fighting the cause.
Yeah. I mean, who isn't rooting for her?
I don't know. It's like she's feeding a baby with them.
I mean, they make those, you know, the breastfeeding cloths that you just put over. I see people using those all the time.
If you're at a pool, there's such a thing as a beach towel. Just put it over your shoulder.
I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, I don't know why you want to go through the hassle. And I'm not saying, look, if you
have no problem
with it, it's up to me. You can feed your kid. You can bring all your boobs out. You can be nude feeding your child. I don't care.
Do you guys want that baby to overheat being under a cover? It's Texas.
What about the sun?
That's right. Yeah. No, I'm worried that your baby's going
to
get
sunburned. It doesn't matter to me, but this... No one let me feed my baby!
Not the
no,
argument.
No, that's not what we're talking about. Not shut up. And you can do anything you want. It's not, it's a stupid rule. I mean, you really want to get a fight with everybody? Is it worth it?
Because that thing goes for my baby!
People.
God help us.
So, speaking of being dramatic, we'll get to the millennials. Brandon, you'll get to defend the millennials again today. You sent me two millennial stories in your prep. I read them both.
I did.
Yeah, you did. They were interesting. The helicopter on the building in Manhattan.
Yeah.
From the very beginning yesterday, I felt like, why are they spending so much time on this? I mean, one person's dead.
New York.
I know. I realize New York. But today, all these people are like, oh, my God, it's having 9/11 PTSD. Oh, 9/11 flashbacks. It felt like 9/11.
I'm
like,
get to the chopper!
I'm thinking, if they decide to attack buildings with helicopters, I mean,
seeing the building with the smoke boil, you know.
They said the building shook. I mean, really, that bubble helicopter made the... really? Yes, if you say so.
I question that.
But I thought they were pushing the 911 business.
Yeah.
I flew in on a helicopter.
It was a helicopter with one person.
Yeah.
Remember the Yankee pitcher, Corey Lytle, when he crashed his helicopter in?
Yeah, it's not a sports podcast.
I know, but I just brought up another helicopter crash in New York for you.
Just say, it wasn't a helicopter. It was a plane.
Was it a plane?
It was a plane, yeah, definitely, because Mike Clark loved to point out that's the plane with the parachute. It's unsafe anyway. They rushed it to market, which is why they had to put a parachute on
it. Plane with a parachute.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
06 or something like that?
How could you not remember that? Yeah. That was a wild story.
It was wild. What's going on with Bieber and Cruz?
Biebs is training to kick his ass.
Okay.
Which he will.
You know, the more this goes on, the dumber thing is, first of all, I watched a training video of Bieber today.
See? Have you changed your mind?
His punch is weak.
Well, but
his punch looks really weak.
Training.
And people, there's UFC people just ragging him.
Bring back Bonaduce.
One guy said, I'll take Cruz because this guy looks pathetic.
You saw Cruz throw a baseball.
Oh, I agree. But he's, as far as like, first of all, he's a wrestler. He's a high school wrestler.
It doesn't matter. You're not grappling.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you can grapple
in there.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
There's a lot of wrestling.
Pretty much all it's going to be.
Oh, I thought it was a boxing match.
He wanted him in the octagon. He demands him in the octagon, or he says he's a coward. Okay, so Bieber has been apparently training for months. And he's like, oh, man, I'm a boxer. I want Tom Cruise in the octagon. Tom Cruise, who has not been training, does not know that there's a match coming. And all of a sudden, this 25-year-old who's been training for months demands that this 56-year-old Tom Cruise fight him in the octagon or he's a pussy.
Why is that the first guy he chooses?
No, it's so stupid. And plus, he's talking about a guy that isn't training for an octagon. So what is that?
I don't know.
I mean, isn't that fucking nuts?
Because he knows he can beat him.
You know what it reminds me of?
It's kind of smart. You don't start by taking on the champion right away. You got to work your way to the belt.
But Tom Cruise is 56, and he's not training for MMA.
Is he mad at Cruise? Is he mad at him?
I don't know.
Nobody knows why. Here's Cruise's response.
And I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you. You're going to have to call the fucking United Nations and get a fucking binding resolution to keep me from fucking destroying you. I am talking scorched earth, motherfucker. I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.
All talk.
Nice.
Wow.
All talk. I like talk. That.
Come back. It reminded me of Danny Bonaducci when he came to Y95 in Detroit and he wanted to box me. And I'm like, no, all he talks about is boxing. He's constantly boxing. He trains every day. Why would I box him? That's ridiculous.
Was he juicing, too? He was juicing up.
Yeah, he was juicing. No, he was huge. And it's like, that's your thing.
You should have challenged him to the batting cages.
Well, but how stupid would that be?
Exactly.
But I wasn't even working out at the time. I mean, it's like, what the fuck? Nice challenging someone so you can just beat their ass.
Dork.
No, it's so stupid. Bieber's even more ridiculous because Cruise is 56.
You think you could have took Bonaducci if you had Mike's help?
No, Mike would have been
Mike would have
like
been
the two of
Mike
you circling him.
Mike would have made it worse. Maybe if Mike was fighting with Bonaducci. he's already apologizing.
The memes have been fun, and one of the things I like today is. Basically, people are challenging anybody 31 years older than they are.
I saw that, and I was looking for a 90-year-old to challenge.
Larry King.
Yeah, somebody challenged Larry King.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
So stupid.
What a moron.
Now it's gotten even dumber.
Mine were like David Hasselhoff.
By the way, in this Bieber thing, because I was looking for something, I just thought somebody's got to respond, or it's a joke or something, or somebody hacked his account, and I can't find anything, and I start bumping into Haley Baldwin. Is that his wife?
Yeah. Haley Baldwin Bieber.
I don't think she's that attractive.
What?
I don't. I really don't.
Well, there's probably hotter chicks out there than her.
She's pretty hot.
I don't know. I think I saw a picture without makeup.
Oh, come on. She's pretty hot. Find her Fyre Festival picture. Wasn't she involved in the fire?
Oh, was
festival?
She involved in that?
I thought she was one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's different looking, and I'm not saying she's bad looking. She's not my type.
She's pretty.
I don't like the way she... Something...
She's got that Baldwin blood.
And I saw that... it must have been a picture without makeup, because she was just hanging out with Bieber when he was crying.
Well, I was going to say, she was probably up all night consoling him while he was crying. Oh, she's hot, man.
No, I think she's hot, but I'm just saying, I don't know.
There's better out there. Would you take Selena Gomez over her all day long?
I like Selena Gomez.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Look at Bieber. He's green. He's completely green blobbed.
Yes.
Completely blobbed.
That's what's cool.
Do you like that look?
That picture was liked by Anne-Marie Laflamme. Should we check her Instagram today? See if
yes, absolutely.
It says it liked was. By.
While you're looking for comments,
no new ones.
I want to. Nope, new pictures.
No.
Oh man, I wish that that slob from Smothered her comments weren't available, or I would have read them because she takes the sluttiest pictures nonstop. Like every 5 minutes, look, it's me, slutty in another outfit. I'm not kidding. Nonstop, and she has over 400,000 followers. She's an influencer.
You just describe Instagram's business model. It's really what it is.
She
right?
has so many slutty clothes, you can't believe it. Everything is see through or teeny weeny. Everything's a thong. She's
that gross
always,
chick?
You
that
can see
fat
her picture.
Chick?
Yeah. Yeah, that fat slob.
Really?
She must have a Brazilian butt lift. Her butt is gigantic and her waist is thin.
Well, she's
but
trying.
There's folds of flab and her ass is way too big. Ugh. She looks like Blac Chyna. Like her waist goes down and then like her hips go out like half a foot.
I was going to say, you can tell that she's trying like to be like a Kardashian.
Does anyone like that look?
It's a little too extreme. I don't mind a bigger ass.
I don't either.
Like it's
but
curved.
That ass is
too
just
extreme.
Huge. I saw stretch marks on her ass.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it was really
damn, monster.
That was a lot of ass.
No big deal.
I didn't think it was a big deal, but she's 20.
Well, we know.
And she's trying to look that way, and I just...
She may be hiding what's called junk in the trunk.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, the massive junk in the trunk look, I don't get. A bigger ass is fine,
I can't
but...
even find her. What? Do you remember what her name was? I can't find
it. Well, if you look up Smothered, there's only four mother daughters, and she's the one with a 45-year-old mom, and they're going to Vegas practically nude.
Nude.
Living with her dad, who's the ex.
Let me just Google the show.
I'm Sandra sure. and Mariah?
Yes, that's her. Okay. It's Mariah, and it says click here for Instagram and the description and the show.
Oh, okay.
And I just click there, and there she is just slutting out every 5 minutes. I mean, every picture is her in a slutty outfit. There's nothing else.
Nice.
And she's got 400,000 followers.
Oh, God.
So she's an influencer. Our beloved studio sponsors and friends, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com, are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep celebration event, and they're excited for you to be part of it. So during their Jeep celebration event, you can lease a 19 Jeep Compass Limited at $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for $277 a month. Or if you're more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Seeing we have a lot of, we seem to have a lot of Ram truck listeners in this audience. We need to find out what the audience band is, which yeah. I thought was Metallica. I guess Metallica. I don't know though.
Van Halen?
Could be Van Halen.
With David.
I think that the show Truck. I would guess a Ram truck, but it could be a Ford F-150.
Yeah! F-150, yeah.
Kind of funny to find out all those things if we did a survey. Well, how'd the Twitter poll go yesterday, by the way?
I don't see it. Did you not put it up, Zooves, the Twitter poll? I didn't see it. Where you get the results? This chick is a slob. Her ass is disgusting.
No, I know. And look, she's got over 400,000 followers.
Looks like she has a pretty face from where I'm looking.
She's all yours.
If there was a dump coming out of her ass, I don't think I'd be any less turned on.
I don't know if it made.
if she had a tail, I wouldn't be any less turned on.
You have to put an ETA on its arrival. It would take forever to get out.
No.
Oh.
She must use rolls of toilet paper every time she goes to the bathroom.
Sad. Michael Jackson nose, fake booty, fake breast, obvious attention seekers. Too bad your parents didn't raise you to have more self-esteem.
Oh, you're reading comments?
No man will ever wife you up on Instagram like that, shaking my damn head. And then one that just wrote, big ass, with the three sprays, which we need, blew a load.
Oh. These are bad comments.
Oh, how about this one? Gonna suck a fart out of that ass.
Here's one. Come over here and ride me.
Why would you ever say I'm going to suck a fart out of that ass?
Okay, hold. Mark those comments. I mentioned the Ram Bighorn Crew Cab just as low as $169 a month. How about the 0% financing on all 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. So strap on your asbestos undies and take advantage of these deals now. And there's Hall Financial, our great friends at Hall Financial. They're sponsoring the entire Red Shovel Network. We had 12 tips last week. We're killing it over there. Jess sent me an email, and whatever the week was, you know, 526 to 531. You had 12 tips. And I'm like, what is that? That's all? Nothing? We don't get a gold star? Anything? And she came back and said, yeah, it was a great week. David Hall and Hall Financial are the team.
But just around the corners next week, Lane.
I know. It's always pressure. It's Maz. I know how you feel, man.
I feel every zero week, to hero to zero.
Jess is on me every week. You've heard it from our listeners. You've heard it from everyone. They've got over 600 five-star reviews because they always put you first. Lower payments, more options, and more personal attention from Hall Financial, where 72% of their business is a referral. Whether it's a refi, you want to save money monthly, or you want to finance your first home, your dream home, take money out of your home, shorten the length of your loan. Hall Financial can help you do all those. And the better options is the part that I focus on because they shop around. It's not a one-shot deal. It's not up your credit. Not gonna hack it here. No, they'll try. They'll work it. And they have. They've gotten some people, some deals that they couldn't get other places. So they go to bat for you at Hall Financial, and they take a less time. 19 days on the average. 44 is the industry average. DrewandMike.HallFG.com. Go to the website and click the link and fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you in no time. Or 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
So this chick, which, by the way, her Instagram is Stay Jealous, which jealous of God, jealous.
Of her mom. Seriously, it's all about her mom.
So she's got a pink thong and a very, like you said, cellulite full ass. And someone wrote, I'd love to kiss your hips, babe. Three fire emojis, heart emoji, tongue emoji, jizz, 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 jizz emoji. And then one that just wrote, I love you, baby. I love your buttocks. Which I'm kind of intrigued by the choice of buttocks. And then this guy just wrote, Peppy89 wrote, gas, with a throw up emoji followed by a about to throw up emoji, which means he's going to throw up again.
That would be a power fart. Can you imagine the fart
God,
that chick
take forever.
She pushed it out? Oh, my God.
It'd be, Miss Mina X. And then Ricky Figs just put a dinner plate emoji followed by the peach emoji for her ass.
Oh.
So he probably wants to suck a fart, too.
Maz, isn't that ass, isn't that too big?
It's big.
It's huge. It's
gross,
though. She's still a nice-looking lady.
Oh, she's nice-looking. Yeah. If she wasn't a complete slut, I could find her attractive.
I thought you liked sluts.
Well, she wants to be nude all the time. Right. She wants to go to Vegas.
That's Instagram.
She wants
man.
To wear a see-through
yes,
dress.
That's Instagram.
No, in Las Vegas, she
look
bought
at Radikowski, what
she bought
wears.
Matching. Listen to me. She bought matching see-through dresses, like nipples showing, bush showing, for her and her mom to go to Las Vegas to wear around. And the ex-husband was saying, "God, that's too much attention," and they just shut him down in no time.
Quick,
because she's smothered by mother. Her and mother are best friends.
Yes.
And they just anyone argues with them, they just support each other.
Give me 10 licks.
They sit on them.
Give me 10 yeah. licks and I'll have that juice.
She smothers you with that ass.
How does
that
ridiculous mean? Does that look?
Well,
I mean, her ass goes like a foot out from her waist.
Give me
it's
a
bizarre.
Taste of your ass.
Gross.
Love your huge ass.
Definitely,
I'll eat you out.
That's definitely cosmetically enhanced.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Here's the guy that wants to eat out her ass. That guy with his kid.
Oh, where is he? Let me see him.
He's over here on my computer.
He's holding his kid.
That guy wants to eat her ass, Drew.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know if the kid will be there. By the way, that
kid, with his son.
His kid can reach his, read his nice. Comments, though.
I just know something else. That kid's way too old for the pacifier in his mouth.
Yes.
Tom, do you agree?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, easily. That kid's like 7.
No, I don't think he's that old.
6?
Well, he's trying to keep his son quiet while he
eats
while he goes.
That's
no,
not
you're
even
right, you're
close.
Right.
Going to town on her ass.
Great point, Tommy.
Yeah, let's keep quiet here. Take this pacifier.
I got some ass to eat.
I go to town on his ass.
Brandon, you got any good comments?
It's all Spanish. It's all in Spanish.
Really?
Everything I touch is in Spanish.
Why is it in Spanish?
Here's one that's just 6 eggplant emojis.
Ooh.
And one that says butt perfect thumbs up emoji.
Oh my God, that picture is bad. The one Mark's looking at right
now.
Yeah,
that's Drew. Gross.
That's a bad one. Why would she put that one up?
Because she's an idiot.
Look, every picture is her ass. 400,000 people follow her to
her
see
her ass.
Follow
her
ass.
Ass.
Following her ass.
Yeah. It just isn't. Wouldn't you think after a while, maybe a couple years, you'd go, I don't need to see her ass again every 5 minutes.
Well, you're tired of Kardashian looking to see her nude.
Well,
I don't mind
seeing
her nude.
It's in the Daily Mail every day.
I'd like seeing her nude.
Every day.
Sure.
Really?
Absolutely.
You really need to be updated on her nude every day.
If there's
day.
A nude, I'll look at it.
Okay, well, you're the reason Instagram was made.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's for you. No, don't apologize. I don't care. I just can't. I'm just surprised.
There's a picture of her in a really tight dress.
Yeah.
But it's front. It's no ass.
Nice picture.
And Rick decided to comment, no nipples throughout the whole page. Rip off! He went because you can't.
Off, did he?
You can't show a nipple on Instagram anyway. But I'm assuming he
she
wants,
does.
He wants to see the nipple through, like hard
oh,
through
right.
the dress.
Yeah.
Rip off!
How dare you cover up?
Oh my God! Well, look at his page first.
Let me see.
Oh God!
There's
beautiful.
Him. Right?
Oh, that's the guy that got ripped off.
Yeah, but look at what he posts on his Instagram. It's all chicks with their nipples showing through.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So you got to go with him. He's an expert. He knows when you're getting ripped off.
See, I'd rather follow him than her.
Yeah,
he's
got
different girls.
Yeah, he's a safe follow.
That's what I mean. Wouldn't you rather follow that guy than a girl that shows her ass over and over and over and over and
yes.
over? And
yes.
how much money does she spend on underwear, by the way? Holy shit.
Yeah. She barely has any on.
Well, she's an influencer, so she can afford it.
Ugh.
Probably gets it for nothing.
Yeah, I would imagine. She must do ads, right, with 400,000 followers?
I was going to say, Drew, I don't see any commercials on here at all. Oh, she has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder what that's going to be about. About her crochet?
And she's doing a TV show, so she's...
Let's see.
I'm going to be talking about
how to get a big booty girlfriend. A lot of people have been asking me.
Oh, God.
Hey, no, they haven't. No one has asked you.
How do I get a girl that looks like you? How do I get an attractive female? So we're going to break it down to you. Real easy, real simple. Okay.
I'm sure she farts a lot.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are intimidated by girls like me. Or
damn, that was a lot of ass.
For whatever
this is her
reason.
Talking
so
for 11 straight steps, minutes.
Real simple and easy.
How many follows? How many listens? How many clicks?
This one only has 11,800 views.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
I'm giving it a thumbs up. Oh, you got my birthday. It's a big booty. Shut up, lady.
Oh, I want to hear.
See, look, all this stuff was made for Maz.
I want to hear how to get a big booty girlfriend.
Can you play a little more for Maz?
Be yourself, bro, is step one.
Okay, you don't want to.
So, Tom, be yourself, bro.
I could do that.
Acting like whatever. You want to go up to her acting like yourself. You know what I mean? You want to be respectful.
I'm going to step two.
For example. Hey, yo, ma, with the fat ass, what's good with you?
Oh, she's acting it out now.
It was good.
I guess that's what not to do.
No, cute shit. It was good. That ass is fat, though. It's good.
Good editing. Excellent editing.
And when you think about all the time that is spent looking at her ass and listening to these stupid videos, I mean, think of all the lost time.
Yeah.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry we wasted everybody's time with her.
I know. I look at all,
I feel guilty. Like,
we probably got her like 50 followers.
at least 1,000 more views for her.
You know,
for her ass.
I make fun of this, but I'm serious. I don't get it. And I'm a guy. I think she's pretty, but I just can't imagine dedicating 2 minutes of my day every day to looking at her new fat ass pictures.
Oh, it doesn't take 2 minutes. You're scrolling through Instagram so fast, you probably don't even see her half the time.
Well, she look how many likes she gets. People hit the like button. That takes 2 seconds.
Ugh. Meh.
Just saying.
I hate her.
But I wonder, how do other women, are they as bothered by it? Because it doesn't really bother me. I just think it's dumb. But I wonder, are chicks just going nuts about how dumb this is?
I think they're, you know, unfortunately, especially the young
ones.
Are
they just not as aware of it as we are?
No, they're aware. I think they're aware.
Oh, if they're young, they're aware. Yeah, because their girlfriends are starting to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks for them.
How old is Abby?
15.
Does she have friends 16. That are slutting out on Instagram?
I don't know. I think she probably got a couple, but
they're probably just about. They're probably that bridge has probably just been made available to them, and they're making the decision. Oh, can I slut out and get thousands and thousands of followers?
I don't know. Is Abby's dad following you?
Abby.
He's following me.
Because Kennedy, if you chase Kennedy down on Twitter and you start visiting her friends, all their pictures are in like two piece bathing suits and. It's like really.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta be careful of the rabbit hole you go down.
I know. I wasn't looking to bang them. I just thought it was interesting.
Rabbit hole did you go down, Tom?
You don't want to click on something like that, and before you know it, and
Twitter accounts.
20 friends in.
20
but,
friends in.
I mean, these are 20-year-old girls who are in college.
Yeah.
And their Twitter picture is in a 2-piece bathing suit.
Maybe that much.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for the lead. I'm going to look at Kennedy's. Oh, wait, she's got an Instagram, too.
Kennedy does?
Mm-hmm.
Of course she does. She's
20. All accounts private.
Instagram is.
And all I hear about Kennedy is how she doesn't have a boyfriend. I'm like, how can Kennedy not have a boyfriend?
Maybe she doesn't want one.
She needs another car. That's why.
No,
her car
she wants
keeps breaking down.
She wants it. What's the matter with the car now?
Oh, who sold it to her?
Oh.
I did.
Is something wrong with her car?
Why would you bring that up?
I write Mike once in a while.
About to try and sell him another one.
Kennedy was the one that insisted on the car.
I know.
Well, let's see Kennedy. Let's see Kennedy's Instagram.
I can't get on there.
Oh, are there creepy comments on there? If they're creepy comments, we may have to call some of these people and tell them to knock them off.
What? Click on that picture. Let's see
Kennedy,
the comments.
Look at that bathing suit. Kennedy. Come hither picture in a bathing
she's in
suit.
Spain. Hey. Well, like win in Spain.
I think she got a new suit to celebrate. Okay, what are the comments?
All the comments are from girls. So, like,
oh, they're probably all her friends.
Let's
click on her friends now.
She's private.
Click on her friends. I guarantee you there'll be similar pictures.
They're all private.
Oh.
They're private.
Oh,
you look so good. That's from her friend. That's how she said
There's
it.
There's no dudes on her account?
She doesn't want them trolling her. Her account's private. That's why. Unlike that chick we just looked at with her ass.
Okay.
Who wants everybody to see her
we
ass.
See more pictures of Kennedy? Okay, hers aren't. She's nothing like some of these other idiots. Yeah, very sure swimsuit pictures.
Well, yeah.
That's her Twitter picture.
Not anymore.
Here's Radikowski. Just stroll through Radikowski.
Oh, I know.
Just stroll through
every day, man.
She's nude. She's never dressed. She's never dressed.
Oh, let me guess. She's got 5 million followers at least.
At least.
Let me see.
At least. Followers.
Oh, 23 million followers.
There you go. There you go.
It's her job.
Yeah. She is just nude.
Her body is her product.
That's her job. No
but
question.
How often, I just see, if I see her in a thong 50 times in a row, I don't need to see her the 51st time, not like the next day.
Now listen,
I don't get it.
You know, I always bring up Seinfeld, but there's an episode when he has the naked girlfriend. She walks around naked all the time, and he finally gets tired of it. He's like, it's too much. I can't do it. It's just too much.
Well, it does get rid of the whole mystique.
Yeah, it does sort of
I've seen too much, he says. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I find it boring after a while. I don't need to see her anymore. Honestly, when she's in the Daily Mail, it's like, Emily Radikowski in a low-cut top at something, something. I'm never going to click on it. It's like, I've seen it, been there, done that, million times. But apparently, people like you are more than happy to check for the millionth time.
I'm just trying to stay up to...
In case there's something new going on with her boobs?
Yeah, in case there's something new going on.
Okay.
Try to stay involved.
Well, maybe you should spend a little of that time on checking on your financial future.
Probably should.
And make some plans. I mean, you've lost 1 year of tuition to a sore throat.
Uh-huh.
You've lost at least 2 years of tuition to a concussion and an infection.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, maybe you want to consider those 401k options with Luke Nowacki. What am I in?
I should talk to
Luke. Well? Do we have a plan? Are Kathy and I, what's our plan when the kids are out of college? Are we thinking about this? Are we on target?
I'll talk to Kathy about it. She's already pissed.
Oh, is she? She feels you're not on target?
Mm-hmm.
Or does she know you're not on target?
She knows I'm not on target.
Oh, boy.
I did save up school for them, though.
Okay.
I've done some good things in my life.
Well, Luke would love to work at that situation and make Kathy feel a little better. 248-663-4748. It takes a plan. You got to think about it. You have to be disciplined. And Luke would love to help you do that. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Remember, FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and or marketing names. Product services referenced here, independent Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. 248-663-4748 for Luke.
You lack discipline.
Here's Lindsay. Lindsay Pellis is probably the most nude girl on Instagram, I would say. Lindsay Pellis.
And she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
And she's got it all. She has got it all. She's like a robot.
There's your tits. There's your tits. Yep. There's your tits. There's her ass. There's her tits. There's her ass. There's her whole
body.
That's
it. That's her entire thing.
There's her tits. There's her tits in a bustier. There's her tits in something
she's
else.
She's got a gigundous rack.
How many followers does she have, Drew?
Let's see.
She's not as popular as Emily.
Only 9 million
people
want to see her tits every 20 minutes when she posts. I mean, honestly, you go down this thing, it's like endless pictures of her boobs. Oh, there's her boobs a year ago. Oh, there's her boobs 3 years ago. There's her boobs 5 years ago. It is funny when you look at Facebook pages, the further you scroll back, the hotter the women get. How sad.
Wow.
Life sucks.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Here's an upbeat story for you. I thought you'd appreciate that one.
Oh, Madonna's Madam X tour is a bust?
Yeah, shocking.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Such a shocker.
Wait, this is going to surprise me. 4 years ago, Madonna was selling out shows at Madison Square Garden. Now she's struggling to sell at the BAM Opera House in Brooklyn. Oh, no.
Because nobody likes you.
Material Girls singer Madam X tour that kicks off in New York City September 12th is off to a surprisingly sluggish start with hundreds of seats still available for most gigs after more than a month on the block. That despite the fact 60-year-old pop star... Oh, they love putting her age in here.
I know. Well, now she's going to be really furious about it.
Her upcoming tour will focus on small theater-type venues that typically have only a few thousand seats. After initial reports that the first show sold out, an interactive seat map that went live on Ticketmaster's website this week shows that hundreds of seats are still available for each gig.
they love pointing that out, too. Yeah,
I don't think they were sold out then. October 7th at the 2,100-seat BAM Howard Gilman Opera House, the last night of a 17-night stand that's slated for Brooklyn, more than half of its $357 mezzanine seats were unsold.
Ouch.
Prime seats in front of the stage and the orchestra, priced at $357, were still available by the dozens. Meanwhile, only half of the $257 balcony seats were taken, with many $257 sit in the balcony?
Can you believe that?
If you went on StubHub right now, you probably can get them for $50.
Yeah, probably closer.
It shows a shocking lack of interest in Madonna, according to one insider. Wait, what? Wait, this is her singing?
I didn't even know she was
What's
still performing.
What's the Madame X tour mean?
That's her new album, isn't it?
Oh!
Yeah, so she's trying to support her new
Madonna's
album.
So this is Madonna's concert tour?
Yeah.
She can't sell out 2,500-seat venues?
That's kind of the point of the article, is what's happened. Why is there zero interest in her now?
Last time she came around, didn't she play Ford Field?
I don't know if she did Ford. Here? Did she do Ford? She might have.
Well, let's check. Let me go to concert
setlist FM. I saw her years ago
at
Ford Field. Long time ago.
Does everybody go to Setlist FM?
Oh, it's the best.
It really is.
I love Setlist.
You like to ruin what you're going to see?
Well, no.
I like to be prepared.
Yeah. I can see. I know when to take a bathroom break.
Right.
I can plan my evening.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I can see old tours and where somebody played.
Depends on the band too, because not every band always does the same set list.
Yeah, they might do. They might alter a few songs at every other show.
Is this the first song, Brandon? Off the.
Oh, this is the Latino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Two, one, cha 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 cha.
I took a pill and had a dream. Cool. You're dumb. Oh, he did too. Great.
Well, nobody wants to hear this. They want to hear Material Girl and Vogue and
to be someone I've never
been. It seems that whenever Madonna gets artsy, it isn't good commerce.
Yeah.
She wants to be so artistic.
She's been artsy for like 20 years, 30 years maybe.
Artsy? How so?
I just think that's her gig right now, what she's been doing. What you just heard there, I think that's what I've been hearing for the past 30 years.
Well, then, why is this album different then? Far from walking home, far from where it's safe.
Hope is not too late. Rush, rush, rush on you. Huh? Love, love, love on you. What? Love you like a fool. Put my trust in you. Cause you're the one I crave. This is terrible. And my cravings get dangerous. The feelings is that what you want to hear a 60-year-old woman sing about? Who she craves.
Well, and then, she dances. The guy is always like 25.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like Madonna's aged gracefully.
No.
And I think she's beautiful.
She's a mother.
I don't understand why does she have to be the hottest chick in the room at all times and the sexiest
and
the
horniest. She should have her daughter up on stage with her.
No, she wouldn't compete with her daughter. Mm-hmm. She'd make her daughter look all dowdy. And she'd be all skanked up. 2016, let's see.
Her daughter's not hot.
No, she's really
not.
Lourdes
is not hot.
Her daughter is not that pretty.
No.
Which I'm sure Madonna's delighted by.
Maybe I was thinking about Ripa's girl. Kelly Ripa's daughter is amazing.
Everybody's daughter, man.
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa's daughter.
All these daughters. Follow on Instagram.
Kelly Ripa's daughter is
follow on Instagram?
A winner. No.
Why not?
I don't even know what her name is.
Lola.
She's got huge. She's got huge boobs.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
That's what blew everybody's mind.
Oh, that's right.
She's also 17 years old.
Oh, good job, Tom.
She is?
Creep.
Oh, she was 19.
No.
Oh, Madonna.
That doesn't any better.
She was playing American Airlines Arena and Phillips Arena.
Yeah,
Atlanta.
She was doing legitimate huge 20,000 seaters.
Yeah.
And now she can't sell out 2,500 seats.
That seems implausible, doesn't it?
It's kind of amazing, but womp womp.
Yeah, too bad.
You got to learn when to quit.
Hey, it's Napoleon Dynamite 15-year anniversary.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
15 years?
I couldn't believe it's been that long.
Oh, my gosh.
OJ's 25 years.
That's phenomenal.
Wednesday this week.
No negative zone.
There was a great picture the other day. I think this... On Twitter, I think the 70 sports guy put it out. It was Joe Namath standing next to O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And Joe's like, I'm going to kiss Susie Colbert in 25 years or whatever it was. And O.J.'s like, not if you slit her throat first or something.
Yeah!
That's
great.
It was very funny. It was looking into the future for those two gentlemen.
Kim Goldman has a podcast, by the way.
I saw that.
Yeah. It's
talking to
so we can all know how
talking to Ron's friends,
she
right?
She feels. Yeah, and other stuff, so. Yeah, it's okay. And then There were some other stories along the lines of sort of gossipy stuff. Elizabeth Holmes is married to this hotel heir.
Great.
Whose family begged him not to marry her. Yeah. They say he's brainwashed.
Yep.
Which is very interesting because she sure seemed to brainwash a lot of people, including a few presidents.
Isn't she quite a bit his senior?
Yeah, she's 35. He's 27. She's facing 20 years in prison. I was kind of deep diving on him. They were at Burning Man wearing wacky costumes. He really likes expensive, wacky costumes. And they interviewed a friend of the couple.
Yeah.
Who said, I spend Friendsgiving with them.
Oh, they did Friendsgiving? I couldn't hate her even more.
I wanted to punch a hole in the wall.
Oh,
I felt like David Easton.
Lily did Friendsgiving.
Oh, what? You allowed her? What a terrible parent you are.
Sorry.
What about the family?
I'm sorry. It was cute.
No, it's not cute.
It's dumb.
Billy, don't ever call it that again.
It's not a thing.
Billy Evans and Elizabeth Holmes have a stripper pole in their place. They're swanky.
For other people, hopefully, not her.
I hope so.
Hopefully it's for him and not her.
He worked for Luminar. He had a big job. And, of course, he's going to heir to this hotel fortune. But he has left his job to spend time with Elizabeth because she may be going to prison. So he wants to get all this time in with her and also to help with her defense. And apparently he's putting together a big dream team of defense attorneys.
That's a good use.
I'm so tired of rich people getting out of stuff. It's just, I'm just tired of it.
He had a good gig. Who was he working for?
Billy Evans, Luminar.
No.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
That was like 10 seconds ago.
I think it was something else. When he first maybe got out of school or something.
Well, his parents are rich.
Yeah, he's got this hotel fortune coming his way. But he was at Luminar working on driverless cars, I think. So.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's just. I think there's a lot of.
Worst.
I know. I believe he is brainwashed. I do believe that. And.
How are they a couple, man?
I know. And she's gross.
I know.
He's 27. He's a good looking guy. And he's loaded.
He can't hit his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
That's most of their time in coitus spent. This has never happened to me before. It just happened to you last night. No, I swear, it's never happened before.
How about this? You know, when he does it, just say, ooh, ooh, baby, that's the best I ever had.
Alec Baldwin.
He was working at LinkedIn.
Why don't you get a flowery dress,
LinkedIn.
Put on a bunch of makeup, walk into your husband's room and say, I'm sorry, honey, this is what you get.
Alec Baldwin, who said he's so done playing Trump, which he said a million times already. He's not done. Now he's saying who knows what the future holds.
Wait, what were you telling me about Baldwin and his tweets about Mike Huckabee?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. Okay. Somebody suggested that him not playing Trump is a win for Trump, and he said, wait, then I'll keep doing it. And personally, I'm not really a fan of his Trump. I'd rather see Daryl Hammond, who does Trump brilliantly. But I think the appeal, and this isn't the appeal for me, is that he hates Trump, and he lives to play him in a really horrible way or make him look bad. And same thing with De Niro and Mueller. But I don't know. I've never taken
De Niro's terrible on that
show. He's
awful.
I'm not a fan.
And only that he hates Trump. So it seems to me, I don't know why Daryl Hammond wouldn't be serviceable and why it couldn't be as funny or funnier. But I think people get off on the fact that they both hate Trump.
That reminds me. Let me check the Alec Baldwin show that's coming to the Fox and see how that's selling.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, plenty of tickets available. True.
Oh, are there?
Now, wait. Oh, this is bizarre. Are they not selling? I bet you they're not selling the upstairs part of the Fox because there's no tickets available up there. But look at this map, Drew. There's so many seats available.
It's only like 10 rows taken.
Who would go?
Look at that. So none of these are available. So this must not, you might not even be able to buy any of those seats.
Wait, all the blue are available?
All the blue are available. So basically everything in the middle. So are they not selling these two sides?
They're gonna cancel that show.
Yeah.
There's no way. What a joke.
Oh.
Why would anyone go to that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know why people go to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. I don't know why people go see Michelle Obama. I don't get it. I guess there's just a lot of... Why do people go see Trump? These people that go... They stand in line for hours to see Trump.
I will say this. At least Trump is free, isn't he, to go see?
He's free and he's amusing. I mean, he can be very funny. I sometimes laugh at stuff he says because it's crazy, but I just can't imagine having
it. I've got to be there live.
Yeah. Right, see what I mean, the Democratic like, debate has got on at Fox.
Yeah, it's at Fox in July. Which
the end of July.
Boring.
Do you buy tickets for that?
I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
Anyway, just wrapping up on Alec Baldwin. So anyway, this big announcement yesterday. So done playing Trump. So then, you know, immediately starts getting dragged into again. Well, you know, if it's really going to make him feel bad, how could I stop doing it? Then Mike Huckabee tweets out, Sarah Huckabee, Sanders' father, tweeted that Baldwin leaving SNL was good news for viewers who don't like his vicious Trump bashing.
He's bad.
And so Alec, of course, can't not respond to that. I don't know why. Why does Mike Huckabee have to tweet about that? Oh, I guess he's a TV show. So. Anyway, Alec can't pass up the response. He says, who knows what the future holds? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what it should hold, that you, who have sucked a paycheck out of the economy, is a dreadful lieutenant governor and then dreadful governor, and that daughter of yours, a mouthpiece for fascism, that you go away. That was a run-on sentence, by the way. He says, I'll tell you what the future should hold, that you, who have sucked a paycheck out of the government and then dreadful lieutenant governor and so on, that you go away. Just go away.
And that green thing today was enough.
Wait, just go away. Just go away.
Yes. Who has the energy for this?
Apparently Alec Baldwin. He doesn't have a real job.
By the way, how dreadful a lieutenant governor was he? What does he know about his lieutenant governorship?
Nothing.
Does anyone know what the lieutenant governor
does? Just throwing everything
does?
Out there for him.
Now,
he's sure he was bad, so he just put it out there.
Yeah.
He must be a fan of his TV. He didn't say his TV show was dreadful, right?
No, he didn't.
Maybe that's because he saw the sweet performance Huckabee did with Brian Welch from Korn.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Tell our audience something. About 5.5, 6 years ago, you and I first met.
Yes.
I interviewed you, and I said then, hey, we got to do music together sometime. Remember that?
Yes.
I never thought Korn would ever cross with Huckabee.
And you said you would do it.
Yes.
You will still do it, right?
Yes.
Okay. I realize that when the two of us are on stage together, it may not look like that we actually blend.
Because you don't.
But we do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
That's
a rock and roll.
That's Huckabee on bass. And it looks like Huckabee has a band for this show, and they're playing backup. What it really needs is Jonathan Davis to come out and start singing.
Mike Huckabee in a suit playing bass just looks so ridiculous.
A huckster.
But it looks cool with that old lady behind him playing backup.
I know. What the hell is that?
I don't even think his guitar is plugged in.
He does play bass.
I heard a bass. I can hear the bass.
It's someone else playing it in the background.
Nah,
this is unplugged.
Him. It's just funny because... head is just, you know, he's headbanging. He's got long dreads that go down his whole back.
Hey, Brandon, did you send the thing in your prep today about Rob Kardashian's clothing line?
Yes, he did.
Oh. Yeah, I think that was in there.
Okay.
Is it for Big and Fat? Like Thornton Melon's Big and Fat?
No, it's not for Big and Fat. A lot of it's been taken down because his halfway dead logo, which is really the main design on the clothes, has been stolen.
Really?
It's very similar to something else, and I think they took most of it down. But anyway, I'm just sort of taking this at face value. Oh, Rob Kardashian is a clothing line. I'm thinking, wait, Rob Kardashian, that fat slob who is part of this family who has sucked more money and attention out of the planet because there are all these beautiful women, but he's the fat slob brother who put revenge porn out on Instagram. I mean, he got thrown off Instagram for putting revenge porn of his lovely wife, Black China, out. Who is saying, boy, I got to check out Rob Kardashian's clothing line. Why wouldn't it be better to have no name on it than his name on it?
Can he
Does his name sell clothes? Really?
Can he do anything right?
No.
Well, it looks like he's got his sister modeling it.
Yeah, his sisters are modeling it, of course.
With no underwear on.
But I...
Well, he doesn't sell underwear.
I see. I don't know. I just am amazed that I guess there are people that say, oh, my God, I got to see what Rob Kardashian's latest line is, even though he stole it from this other person. I had to take most of it down. But I mean, really, a fat slob.
Where's the low? Which one's
who's never worked a day in his life, who puts out revenge porn on Instagram of his wife, who, by the way, has a child with. That's the guy I need to buy clothes from.
Wow.
I mean, isn't it weird? And this idea, too, that...
Are you a large person, pleasantly plump, a little on the hefty side, perhaps? Well, let's face it. Are you fat? When you go jogging, do you leave potholes? When you make love, do you have to give directions? At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts? Do you look at a menu and say, okay? Well, now you can eat all you want. Because at Thornton Mellon's Tall and Fat Stores, we've got you covered. That's right, fine woolen. And woolen blend suits and sport coats in all the larger sizes. Husky, stout, extra stout, and the new Hindenburg line. And for you ladies, we have caftans, muumuus, and our own exclusive A-frame in all colors and patterns. Yes, we have miles and miles of fabric. So take it from me, Thornton Mellon. If you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people.
So great.
I think it's funny, too, that there has to be a Rob Kardashian Instagram page. This person is so important. Yeah. Even though he's been kicked off, somehow there must be a page. Even if he can't post, we'll have people post for him because there can't be a hole in Instagram where Rob Kardashian used to be.
Account managed by Jenner Communications. Yeah.
Yes.
ShopArthurGeorge.com.
And he has 441,000 followers already.
What
again,
a joke.
Who are these people?
Hey, I know you were talking about the DJ Khaled, how he's mad at Billboard.
He's mad because he's mad at his management because his record was number two.
Do you know why it was number two now?
I have no idea.
And he's even talking about suing Billboard, which, how pointless is this? But I guess it's really hard to sell an album now, so they bundle it with a merchandise. And so he bundled his, you know, I don't know exactly.
So they're like Aunt B's pickles. You have to give them away and count it as a sale. What's the point of that? I mean, what's the point of winning?
What does it matter?
No.
What does it really, really matter? But so his album was two, and Tyler, the Creator's was second. Each got an equal number of streams. So the contest for number one came down to the validity of their bundles. Tyler, the Creator, offered clothing and a campaign-style lawn sign, while DJ Khaled's album included with the sales of energy drinks through an e-commerce site. After scrutinizing the two campaigns, Billboard gave the victory to Tyler. The magazine disqualified most of DJ Khaled's bundled purchases, suspecting that some were made by some of the marketing by Shop.com and its corporate parent, Market America, had crossed the line by encouraging unauthorized bulk sales.
Oy.
Yeah, the top 10 doesn't mean much.
It doesn't mean it has nothing to do with music.
30,000 records.
No, it has nothing
in the world.
It was streaming totally ruined the top 100.
It's really silly.
I'm just amazed. I didn't realize that how often that happened. Where they bundle an album with merch.
I've heard that name before, but I'd never seen him until he was on Saturday Night Live, and he just basically stood there, introduced other people to sing, and yelled his name out.
Yeah, because he's a producer.
All his songs have his name in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
It
he
seems
does.
Like a bit of a crutch to me. Kind of like the N-word.
DJ Khaled.
So nobody can steal his beats.
Okay.
He's lost a lot of weight. I don't know if you've known him when he was heavier. When he was heavier.
I did not know that.
He was.
Does that make you like him
a lot heavier? No, it doesn't make me like.
Okay.
Him.
Okay.
On the local scene in Detroit,
he was fat.
Did you see Oakland County came up with a number to fix the damn roads in Oakland County?
How much?
$3
billion.
Billion.
Okay,
$3 billion.
Great.
So we're not fixing the damn roads.
No.
What are they doing to I-75, the one I sit on every morning? What are they doing to those roads?
Well, they're still, that's going to be till 2030.
Yeah.
They're widening I-75.
At least.
So if Oakland County's $3 billion, what's the state? Because she's going to fix the damn roads in the whole state. She got $20 billion available?
She's going to claim it's not her fault.
Okay. Well, then she shouldn't have said she was going to fix the damn roads.
Yeah, but that was just to get elected.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, how many
silly
people,
me.
Honestly, how many people really, we laughed at that. She's not going to fix them.
No, I know.
It was your block's fault. She was brought in the first place.
My block is very pro-Gretchen, no doubt about it. Then there was there were people barricading themselves in houses yesterday. I don't know why. Huh? Some guy in Taylor.
I think Layla just vomited everywhere.
What?
Oh, Layla.
Or
not everywhere.
Looks like feces.
Just in front of her. Wow, that's some weird-looking puke.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to derail the show.
That's okay.
But I don't know. If it's $3 billion per county and there's 83 counties in Michigan, that's $250 billion.
Jesus.
Yeah, but Oakland isn't Oakland going to be more?
Sure, Oakland's going to be a lot more than a lot of the counties up north where there's not a lot of paved roads.
I saw she took a shot at.
Shot.
We're not going to pay it all with weed money because everybody would have. I forget how much weed she said everybody would have to smoke, and all I can think of was, let's give it a shot.
Yeah, I saw a lot of memes.
Why not?
You see the woman that OD'd on weed?
Allegedly.
That's bullshit. But yes, you're right. They do say that the first person to ever overdose and die of marijuana is a 37-year-old woman.
How about that?
Back to Gretchen's whole weed thing. Did that include just, and you're right, she's right. I mean, there's not going to be enough to make up for it. But was she just including the people in the state of Michigan? Because make no bones about it, there's going to be a lot of weed tourism with Michigan.
You think?
Oh, from Ohio, from Indiana? Oh, 100%, especially with casinos here.
Yeah,
I'm going to start putting packages together immediately.
Immediately. Well,
but because I know you can consume right now legally, recreationally in Michigan, but when do dispensaries open up that are available to the public?
Isn't that at the end of this year?
Is that true? Are they going to delay that or are they going to push that back?
It's supposed to be, according to the thing everybody voted on, by the end of the year.
Okay.
I just think it's funny just to say, well, but everybody in Michigan won't do it. It's like, oh, there might be an influx of money from other places.
I remember when Arts, Beats, and Eats was going on, we left Mesa. I'm walking through and I see this tent.
Yeah.
For cannabis, you know, for cannabis for
square
medical marijuana.
Yes, yeah.
And they had their own doctor's there.
Office. Yeah, to get your card. I know. Well, that just shows what a joke it is.
I know
that you have to go through that rigmarole if you wanted it.
Unbelievable.
I am shocked at how quick legalized recreational marijuana has happened in the U.S. I'm blown away by it.
Now, looking at it now, are you happy with the decision?
Oh, sure. Not that it affects me at all, but yeah, I think there's a lot. I'm you know me. I'm all for anything in the dark coming out of light. I think gambling, prostitution, it'll all be legal and taxed.
When is the legalized gambling going to hit us here? You know,
we already have it.
Sports
downtown.
Gambling.
You ever been in the casino?
Sports gambling?
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, I mean, what are we waiting on?
The casinos to say, okay.
Yeah, but they're going to be able to run it. That's the thing.
Oh, maybe not. Anyway, how's Layla's puke?
She appears that she ate her brown asterisks too fast. Looked to me like she ate them all and threw them all up, which she occasionally does. They won't eat anything but brown asterisks.
Really?
If it's not a brown asterisk, they will not eat it.
Even with that big warning that was out about the brown asterisks?
I didn't see any warnings about brown asterisks.
You didn't hear? I thought I heard an announcement. It's crazy. I can't find the audio fast enough.
People around, you get acquainted. Have a smoke. If you get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish. That the brown acid that is circulating around us.
You said asterisk,
is
right?
Not you did. Yeah. Too good.
So it's not too good.
Suggested that you do stay away from that.
Not course, particularly so too good.
Yes, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one.
Why did he use 100 words to say what he could have said in 10 words?
He's tripping balls.
How's Mag's diet going?
He's been two treats days. Have been cut in half.
Two a days.
Can't say exactly. He inhales his food more than Layla does. It's just whomp.
Aw.
And sometimes I put the food in two bowls, you know, for the dogs, and then I realized that Mags is just eating Layla's food and his food in about a minute. It's all gone. When Layla eats her food, she takes every asterisk out of the bowl, puts it on the floor. Sometimes she'll take three or four, put them on the floor, and then she'll eat them from the floor.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to get pushed out of the way for her bowl.
She's very dainty. Mags just goes in and whomp.
Mags needs table manners.
If you bust him, because he will, you know, he will steal Layla's treats. If she hears somebody by the door, she'll run to the door, and he'll just go right to her treat. And I busted him. I've told this story, I think.
Yeah.
And it was in his mouth, and he just dropped it.
Oh, my God.
And looked around like, what?
And then something happened in the basement. I turned around, and he was eating it again.
Ah!
Oh, man.
I didn't want it to go bad.
Meanwhile, Layla's still at the door barking at something. And Mag's letting out occasional barks from treat where the treat was from a distance.
Solidarity.
He barks from under that chair. He fits perfectly under that chair.
For now, yeah.
It's his little fort.
Yeah.
It's a fort.
He does. He crashes. He fits perfectly. And sometimes when Layla runs to the door to bark, he barks from under the chair. Like,
wow.
I'm still part of security, even though I'm in my space.
Now, Brandon, any talk of getting a new bill?
Oh, hashtag too soon, Tom.
No.
I don't think it's too soon.
I'm not going to get a dog for a bit.
Oh, you're not?
No, it wouldn't feel right. No, actually, I just think I'm going to take the time to, you know, focus on the baby. So.
Yeah.
What are you focused on today, Brandon? You don't seem to be playing many drops.
I am.
Are you? Yeah.
How's your fantasy baseball team?
Am I missing drops?
Yeah.
Have there been drops lately?
Yeah, there's been a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of babies, congratulations to Jim Bentley.
The Bentleys.
Yes, the baby with making the white supremacist sign.
Well, that too. First picture he sent his baby, she was making the okay sign, and Jim was very worried.
Yeah, look at this, Maz. The baby is making the white supremacist sign already.
Oh, that is awesome. Look at that.
Jim tried to say it was playing the circle game, but the white supremacist sign is she's got it around her shoulder.
Look at that.
If she was playing the circle game, that's not where she'd be making that sign.
Wow.
Gemma Wynn Bentley.
Oh,
Gemma. Is that a hot new name?
Gemma.
I don't know. He told us before he was going to be Gemma, and so we played the SNL sketch where the chick kept saying the name.
Nice Gemma. Name.
19 inches, 6 pounds, 14 ounces.
Congrats.
Everyone's doing well. Beautiful little baby. Number 3 for him. What is he thinking?
Awesome,
are you blown away of the number of babies that have been born recently, Drew?
I know, because Joey Morasso and...
Like the Drew Mike Show babies.
You know, it's kind of out of control.
I had one too, in case you forgot.
I remember yours. Yours is before any of them. And Brooke.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of girls surrounding the show.
A lot of girls. Yeah.
It is. Wait, Jim's are there any boys Bryn. In there?
Reese. Yeah, Jim has Reese.
Reese.
Well, that was ages ago.
I know. He's practically vote by now.
Maz, did you save the date? June 27th?
And Zoovs, he was the original.
June 27th. Of course. That's for Killers.
Yes.
Fifth Avenue Bash.
And killercares.org.
I threw it out there on Twitter and Facebook today.
Did you donate?
I will.
A generous donor has offered to donate up to $10,000 matching if you'll go to killercares.org and donate $5, $10, $15, $20.
Till Saturday, right?
Till Sunday, actually. And then the online auction starts.
Are you okay, Tom, doing a shift with Blaine?
Oh, yeah. Not a problem.
Yeah, that'll be. Do you think there'll be kind of a maybe come to Jesus there? Or
I don't even know if he'll remember.
I think the right question is Blaine okay doing a shift with you, Tom?
I don't know. Why is Blaine actually going to do a shift with us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I guess he had to be talked into it.
I don't believe you when you say that's nice.
That's great.
Okay,
yeah, we'll talk about
Frank
the good
Beckman's
old days.
On the shift too.
The braggart, I love it. Love the braggart.
What if we had all Mazes? All the people he had been involved Beckman. In controversies with. Mitch Albom's on the show.
Crowded back there. Very crowded.
Mitch.
Roberta Giacina will be back there.
Did you have a controversy with Roberta Giacina?
Yes. Remember?
She scared him.
She scared me. And I love Roberta, but I didn't know her then.
Yeah.
And she scared me out of the seat. That's what made me quit Eli's show. What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's right. You quit Eli's show on the first day.
Yeah, first day.
Wait, can you explain that exactly? Because Eli has referenced that a couple times, and I think he's joking, and then I realized, he's not. He's not kidding.
Well, they hired me, 1270 hired me to be the executive producer of the locker room and to be the assistant program director to Jeff Lesson.
Wait, he gets his own program director?
Jeff Lesson?
He was the program
director. Yeah, it was the first time he was a program director, and I was going to be his assistant.
One of the posts on Detroit Radio Buzzboard is Jeff Lesson sucks on golf. Just saying.
He's making a lot of money off it all these years.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Been on for a long time.
Well, anyway, you left.
Who would criticize that?
I have no idea.
Criticize anything.
I had to laugh. Now, what job did you leave to take this job?
JR.
Okay.
WJR.
And when you quit.
I left JR only because the teams left and went to 1270. So 1270 called me and said, hey, come on over and help us with the teams.
Oh,
the,
I see.
The Red Wings and Tigers.
But you still had a job at JR, right?
I did.
Okay, so then when you quit 1270 the first day, did you go back to JR?
I called them from Roberta Giacina's desk.
Ooh.
I was sitting at her seat. That's where she ran back from the front of the newsroom to the back and said, who are you?
And that's why you quit?
That was just one of the reasons. Eli wanted to do things his way. Lesson and the Rich Homburg and those people wanted to do it another way. And they kind of told me to be like the referee. And I did not want to be the referee in between the show
you determined
and that. So I decided I'm not going to please two masters. I'm going to quit.
So you worked there for what, half a day?
No, like 6 hours maybe.
6 hours?
Wait, so we had 6 hours the day before?
Pardon?
We had JR the day.
Yeah, JR let me go.
You didn't give 2 weeks?
No, they let me go. They understood. Oh. They didn't let me go. They said they were so – they loved me, and I liked them very much. So there was
they
no hard feelings.
They loved you, but you only liked them.
No, I loved them. I would never have left JR ever in my radio career had they not let the teams go. Ever.
Well, they have the teams back.
I would have been there 20-some-odd years back. With a great – you know, pension, the whole nine yards.
You sound like you're really 401k
disappointed. Plan. Now I got nothing.
You that, blew it!
Don't talk about Zot that way.
How long ago was that?
I forget. Like 98, 99? Maybe 2000.
So I can believe we have audio of Tom quitting JR. Really? I don't know where this came from or how.
It's been 20 years. You haven't been able to find something else that could even approach WJR?
Well, I loved 105.1.
Of course you did.
Had they only left you alone to do your thing, we'd still be on the air.
Stop talking over the audio.
I didn't know Stevie was playing. I'm sorry.
I couldn't tell which voice was coming out of Maz and which was coming out of the...
I apologize.
I'm all packed and ready to go. I gave them my notice yesterday, and they said, oh, we want 2 weeks. And then I said, why don't you fuck off?
So anyway, I got on the phone.
I don't know anyone who just reminisces about JR and just cannot get
really
over
weird.
The fact that had they just been able to stay at JR, their life would have been so much better.
Especially with the way Mitch treated you.
You were in your early 30s then.
I wouldn't have had to change jobs as much. Don't you like to you stayed at, how long were you on the riff?
22 years.
Okay, that's a great run. That's
but
a
I
great
had other
run.
I had lots of other jobs before that, though.
So did I.
I was looking for that one job.
I was too, and JR was that job.
I was
for.
Like 31 when I started there, about the same age when JR let you go.
Hmm.
So you still had a lot of time to find something.
I understand that, and I did. I found 1270. Then 1270 didn't work out.
No,
I went
6
back.
Hours, but it's amazing that in six hours you were able to determine that this job was untenable. In 6 hours.
Yeah, it was untenable because I'm not going to be put in that situation.
What, they didn't tell you anything about the job before you just took the job without any knowledge of what it was about?
No, I took the job, but then when I met with Eli, he wanted to do it his way. Listen, Mass, fuck him. This is the way we're going to do it.
Well, that's all talent talks that way.
Okay, so I didn't want to be a part of that. That's
really?
Why I said goodbye.
Maybe you should have talked
why,
to him before
you take
took
the
105.1
job, then.
Took the 105.1 job because I thought it was going to be a great thing. We're going to challenge 97.1.
Wait a sec.
Two sports stations in town. Blah, blah, blah.
With no local talent?
What can I tell you? I didn't know how it was going to be run. I didn't know there would be no weekend programming. I didn't know the station shut off at 6 at night.
Who
didn't
play thunk it?
You didn't play referee at 105.1?
Yeah, I did.
Whose side did you take?
Everybody's. Everybody's side. So I called JR up the same day.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job.
And I talked to Al Mayers, who was the PD at the time, and I said, listen, bring me back. I want to get out of here. And he laughed. He's like, what do you mean you want to come back? You're not even there a whole day.
Exactly.
So I'm like, listen.
I get out of here.
I have no skills.
So he brought me back.
I would have been thinking, anybody who leaves a job the first day, I don't want them to come back to my place.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work
well,
a normal job.
They had a cake for me.
I bring nothing
back.
To the table.
Welcome back, cake.
But what happened to that job?
I am not work material.
You went back there. What happened?
I did. I forget. You know, a bunch of things.
Well, wait. But
I'm worthless.
You're in regret land forever because you didn't stay there forever. But
well,
you
they
went
didn't
back.
Get, they didn't get the teams back. So something else came up. And
what, did you get blown out?
I didn't get blown out. I went back to XYT again.
Wait, how could you leave your dream job? Left your dream job twice.
Drew, it was my dream job when it was the Red Wings, the Tigers, the Michigan Wolverines.
I know, but it wasn't that anymore.
I understand that. That's why I left again.
It seems like you shouldn't be lamenting it.
Okay. I'm just
I don't think you
you're
should.
You're asking a question. I'm answering it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Soon AM radio will reign king once more.
Hey, that's a station you could have heard in 32 states and half of Canada at night.
But no one did.
Sounded to me like they were begging for phone calls on their post-game show.
Back
they
in
weren't getting many.
Back in the day?
Back in the day, you're right.
Back in the day, they were top of the line.
Well, WROV had the Beatles back in 64, but I was there in 86, unfortunately.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And they had 35 shares, but they only had 8 shares when I was there.
Wow.
Well, FM came in and things change.
People don't listen to AM like they used to. Seems like it's more about FM and color TV.
That's stupid.
It sure is.
So, millennials, we were hearing about how bad their sex lives were. And
terrible.
So, anyway, some millennials have decided that, well, is this how we really feel? Are we really the people they're talking about in these surveys? It's funny, I've never heard a generation argue with polls, but they were having less sex than any other generation. Fewer sex partners than previous generations. Screens were part of the reason.
It doesn't seem right to me because of Tinder.
I know. I thought the same thing. Yeah. They went from being like the horniest generation to the least sexual generation.
I don't believe any of that shit.
But, you know, the whole thing about I'd rather be on my screen. I mean, you do get a lot of that. Like, they do spend a lot of time playing video games and
sending nudes.
There's a lot of things. Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe when sex is that available through porn, I mean, you get porn so easily, so free, maybe the real thing isn't as, I don't know, just maybe speculating. So
I'm probably going to make out with her first before we, you know, get down. You know what I'm saying?
But when they mentioned that, and these they were quoting people saying, well, yeah, I do like spending time playing video games. And, you know, if I had to go without my video games or sex, I'd pick going without sex. You know, you get a lot of answers like that. And I swear, I just thought, there must be some softening of the DNA or something, because any red-blooded male between 16 and 30 would drop anything for sex, in my experience. But
16 and 100.
Millennials say maybe we like.
I was wondering what happened there. I thought we got shut off for a second.
I was doing a cough, and I decided
you muted
to
yourself. Yeah. Muted
millennials myself. Say that maybe we like the amount of sex we're having, and that's what matters. So anyway, they had a little conversation in a survey. 71% said they're personally satisfied with the amount of sex they're having. 68% said we're not in a sexual recession, because that's what the previous survey said, was there's a sexual recession in this generation.
Hey, the first question was are you satisfied with the amount of sex that you're having?
Yeah, 71% said yes. That's
a
high number.
What if it's zero and they're okay with it?
I don't know. What can I say? But millennials,
did they ask him,
what do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
That's great.
That's where the story got very interesting, because they said that millennials have this belief that they're more sexually intelligent.
Oh, come on.
What do you find the most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
They have more tools than penetration.
Oh,
they have porn. They have vibrators. They have sex toys.
Age does.
Well,
what do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
Also, they don't do dumb things, because they acknowledge Me Too more than any other generation.
Oh, they love,
you know,
consent.
Remember the Gillette commercial where the guy was excoriating, the black guy was excoriating the white guy for looking at the girl's ass?
Yeah, they're so woke.
They are.
What do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
So the numbers really aren't that different. If you were 18 to 29 and 89 to 94, you had sex 81 times a year.
Oh.
If you were that age from 2010 to 2014, you had sex 78.5 times a year. So it's like less than three times a year. Fran's making a face.
In, out, three times.
You like what you see, huh?
And then they said it's not fair because the millennials are the most experimental generation ever. Guys take vibrators in their ass and stuff like that.
They love pegging. I think every millennial guy has been pegged.
That doesn't count. You guys are getting vibrators. Chicks are strapping it on for their husbands and slamming them in the ass. That doesn't even get counted.
Slamming them.
And they're loving it.
Every second.
23% said their friends are having plenty of sex. 92% think quality is more important than quantity. By the way, who doesn't say quality is more important than quantity? Is that something, a new generational thing?
It's pretty silly.
Average age millennials lost their virginity, 17. They also use the term smarter sex. Is this worth my time and emotion?
That's
are they
adorable.
Saying that millennials never get drunk and just bang somebody?
No, because they have to have consent.
Yeah. It's all woke sex. Brandon, can you comment?
I don't believe that this is accurate. Who are they polling in this?
They're talking to millennials. Almost all millennials in this story.
Yeah, they talk to every single millennial.
Because I don't think if you talk to any of the guys that are polled, they're going to mention their emotions when it goes into it.
I don't know. It sounds like it. They think they have more intelligent sex. They don't want sex with bad partners. They don't want bad sexual experience. So it sounds like they turn down a lot of sex until it's someone that they're in love with or they feel there's emotion attached.
Typical millennials. It has to be perfect.
Yeah, they turn down bad sex. Millennials, 40 times more likely than other generations to believe in an emotional connection. 40 times? Come on. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Boy, you really have to have an emotional connection before you'll get mixed up with somebody. I didn't realize you were that heavy, Brandon, although you do get emotional talking about millennials, so maybe that makes sense.
Come on.
Okay. God damn it.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just, it hasn't happened to me before. Hold on. You know, I'm just going to cram it in soft and hope it gets hard inside.
You think I'm disgusting, don't you?
No. Of course not.
I'm huge.
No, you look beautiful.
I'm bursting at my seams.
But you guys are the most experimental generation, so that's cool.
Nice. What do they experiment with?
Oh, like guys like vibrators in their ass.
Getting slammed, I heard.
Amanda said, I'm not one of those people who's satisfied with not getting off.
Oh, jeez, all about you.
Yeah, so they find a way to make it work. When they have sex, it's got to be good. And so, you know, if it's Amanda, you know,
I'm not one of those people who's satisfied with not getting off. It might take an hour, but you will get me off.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
And then they talked about women paying for a date.
Whoa.
They said, and this is a weird way of saying this, but they said only 22% of millennial women say it empowers them to say no to sex when they help pay for the date.
Oh.
In other words, 22% feel like, oh, God, he took me to a nice place. I guess I better put out. Whereas women 56 to 65, 46% said, if I pay for part of the date, then I feel like I feel better saying no. So it's 46% of them feel they have to put out if somebody spends a lot of money on a date.
What a chick thing.
I know.
Think about really.
No, I thought the same thing.
You didn't pay for dinner. Right?
Come on.
I didn't know people could just demand sex because that's prostitution pretty much, isn't it?
I guess.
That never worked back in my day.
You did pay for dinner, right?
So, in other words, millennial chicks are happy with, I don't have to put out, I'm not paying, I don't have to put out, I don't care. Ugh. And if we do have sex, I'm getting off. You get me off, and then we'll worry about you. It's got to be good for me. It's not good. I don't care about you, just get me off.
You're sexist, that's horrible.
I'll figure the rest out later. Then millennials say, let's see, we're going less for penetration. We're using toys to make sure we get off. We're sticking to partners we really like.
Kids and technology.
We're not limiting ourselves by labels. We're happy with our sex lives.
Are they taking selfies?
So are STDs way down?
They are down.
Yeah.
Millennials are opting out of children, too. Lowest birth rate in 32 years. Good. Young women having less kids. So why are they so broke?
We're killing humanity, too.
But if you're not having kids, yeah, you're not replacing the population that's dying. You're the first generation to do that.
Sorry.
If you're not having kids, then how could, I mean, can these college loans be, I mean, if you have these college loans, they ruin your life, but then you don't have kids, wouldn't you, seems like you would pay them off when you don't have the kids, right?
Busy paying for half the dinner, so they don't have to put out.
Easily. You don't have kids, you should not be broke.
No, I don't understand some of this.
Did you have $100,000 in student loans when you graduated college?
No, I did not.
Mark, did you?
No, God, no.
I just wondered.
Did you have $100,000 in loans?
No, I had over 30, though.
Yeah?
Why did you use the $100,000 example?
Because right now, a four-year degree is $100,000. I had the benefit of having a company pay for the majority of mine.
Oh, ooh. Hey, well, I had a scholarship that I earned.
Well, plus you got the Eli scholarship.
I did. Eli's there. He gave me a scholarship back in the day.
Really?
Didn't even know it.
How about that?
Well, you could have just skipped Madeline, and then you could have made up for it that way.
I waited.
That's what a lot of people are doing.
I waited, 13? My first child was born when I was 34 years old.
So
because I wanted to be financially sound.
Well, you have a home, so you're not like these whining millennials.
Thank you.
Including you in that group.
Appreciate it.
Who can't buy a home unless their parents give them money for it, even though they're staying in their homes for until they're 35. They don't have kids till later. It's not a selfish choice, though, they say, because they're just doing what they want. And they say kids who are people who are having kids are doing what they want too. So it's just as selfish not to have kids as it is to have kids, because you wanted kids. That's why you had them.
Oh yeah,
I like that theory.
There's nothing more selfish than having children.
And then,
please.
Well, you wanted them.
Oh God, this is coming from a very selfish person.
And then they say that also many of the childless parents in the millennial group feel that they're making a difference in children's lives in other ways by becoming teachers, social workers. Oh,
okay.
So why does it feel like millennials? Do millennials feel like they're very a little righteous?
Oh, very much, yeah.
Come off a little righteous.
Worthless.
They think they're the best.
A little overwoke. I mean, I would think a lot of things that were going on when I was a kid, it seems like they're just not happening anymore. People don't get drunk and bang chicks, and chicks don't get drunk and put out.
No.
Does that not happen anymore?
No, they have to be – they're doped. A lot more doping right now.
Oh, if they're doped, then yeah. They might not put out
because
they don't feel like it. They or they're just happy being doped.
Hope you brought some condoms.
Alcohol does make – all the crazy youth shit come out. I mean, you know,
yeah,
drunk 19-year-olds, who knows what's going to happen.
They make great decisions.
But I guess, what, 19-year-olds don't get drunk anymore?
No.
Is alcohol? Well, I know that.
But see, that's not millennials,
millennials are killing
that's Gen
beer.
Z now.
But millennials like spirits. They drink alcohol. They just don't drink beer.
Well, yeah, because what looks better on Instagram? A picture of a fancy mixed drink or a picture of a beer?
That newfangled beer that you like, Mark. That's what they like.
What's the newfangled beer that I like?
What's that beer at all the places now? All these beer places popping up.
All these beer places.
What are these beer places?
I don't know. I don't know, Grandpa.
You're talking about craft beer?
Yes, thank you. Crap beer.
I'll drink beer, any kind of beer. I don't care. I'm not picky.
Don't forget, we have Last Week in Soft Rock to go today.
Oh, yeah, let's go. This Week in Soft Rock. Did you write down any on non sequiturs?
No, I didn't.
No, you just said them all.
This Week in Soft Rock, which was, by the way, blown off the last time Maz was here, which is, what, a month ago?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago?
A couple weeks. All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hang on.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today in Soft Rock.
Well, I want to thank, of course, our producer, Matt Jennings. Of course.
He's the producer?
He's the producer. Producer really? Of Soft Rock.
Okay.
This is last week in Soft
the
Rock.
Writer.
June 5th. He's the writer, producer.
He's the referee.
Okay.
He's anyway, everything but the performer.
We start in 1956, Elvis Presley appearing on the Milton Berle Show. During that performance, Presley abruptly halted an up-tempo rendition of Hound Dog with a wave of his arm and launched into a slow grinding version accentuated with energetic, exaggerated body gyrations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Body gyrations. Boy, Hawk would have dug that.
He would have. He later admitted to friends the dance was actually caused by a 9-volt battery. He forgot he rubber banded around his dong.
Did he really? Just like my friend Steve Drew in high school.
There you go. Steve Drew at Elvis.
The old rubber band around the dong.
How about that?
Nothing will hide a hard on in the shower better when you're digging dudes.
Wow.
Elvis apparently liked that joke.
That was Steve did?
Yeah, Steve. Well, that was the rumor because he was hard in the shower once.
No one saw the rubber band?
I guess you don't
really look.
I don't know, but somebody knew about it, so somebody must have seen it. But apparently he had a perfect discoloration on the rubber band to make it match his penis color. And so he put a rubber band right above the head of his penis around his testicles.
Right.
And that kept it from bobbing up. So people just thought he was hung.
Oh, it worked, right?
that was the way the story went to me. I was on a team with him. I don't remember seeing a rubber band.
So it's like a cock ring and something to hold it down.
I know. It's kind of wild.
Kind of genius. He should have marketed it.
If that's true, though, I mean, I don't know.
You're going to give it a shot?
I didn't see him when he was hard, but that was the talk of the school for about 3 weeks.
Where is he nowadays? Have you found out?
I don't know. I could look him up.
I got to tell you, he's probably a pretty tough guy now for being the
probably
talk of the school for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That'll toughen someone up.
He was a good ball player.
All right, we move up to 1971 now.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it. What happened this week? And other genres of music.
All right, 71's James Taylor's You Got a Friend is released.
Yeah.
Of the 14 top 40 hits he will achieve, this will be his only chart topper. Did you know that?
I did not know that until I saw it on Ken Calvert tweeted that out. Is he stealing from Ken Calvert's Twitter?
He might. Or Ken Calvert might be stealing from him.
Maybe.
Ken's got a good Twitter.
Ken's listening to Soft for This Week and Soft Rock?
Yeah, he is.
Wow. And then he back tweets?
He does. He back tweets. I love
Casey. Do you know Carole King wrote it?
No.
Yeah, Carole King wrote this song. She has a lovely version, too. Oh, by the way, still Matt's punchline.
By the way, it didn't stop him from reaching the pinnacle of his success, like performing during the PBS donation drive.
Matt.
What's he doing?
Oh, he's getting
active. He's looking for an asterisk.
What he's doing. And soon I will
be there. Oh gosh.
Next in soft rock.
All right, we go to 79 now.
Wow.
Actually, we should go to 77 first.
Okay.
I don't know why you did it this way. Come on.
Come on, man. Jesus.
Alice Cooper's boa constrictor, co-star of his live act, suffered a fatal bite from a rat it was being fed for breakfast. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, bummer. Cooper held auditions for a replacement, and a snake named Angel got the gig.
Really? They had auditions?
Yeah.
Wow.
The runner-up was O.J.'s dick, but it was too heavy.
Gross.
They couldn't know how to hide O.J. on the stage.
25 years, O.J.
1, 2, 3, four. I got a fever, but it's under control. I said I got a fever, need to take it kind of slow.
There's got to be another reason to call Jeffrey Felix of Guarding the Juice, it seems.
Well, yesterday's
interview. It's an anniversary week.
It is.
He's got his ear to the ground.
He always does.
We go to 79 now. 64-year-old Muddy Waters, better known as McKinley Morganfield, married 25-year-old Marva Jean Brooks. Eric Clapton served as a witness, and Quincy Jones as a backup, just in case Muddy and Clapton got it on.
Hey!
Nice.
I wonder if that Quincy documentary is any good. I keep seeing it on Netflix.
Which one? The one his daughter did?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I watched it. It's good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's not bad.
A lot of Jackson?
I thought it was really good.
Is there a lot of Jackson in
not
there?
Not that much Jackson, no.
No? Uh-uh. Any appearances with the 12-year-old?
No, because it's all about Quincy.
Okay.
Q. 1987. After 9 years of marriage, Eric Clapton's wife, the former Patty Boyd Harrison, who had given birth to his son Connor. In August of 86,
no, Patty didn't have Connor.
Divorce.
Patty didn't have Connor.
No,
Connor was with a model.
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
heads are going to roll.
I think Connor was born out of wedlock. He was married to Patty when Connor was born with another woman.
Lori Del Santo. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to yell at your producer?
No, we'll talk.
We'll talk.
So anyway, Patty.
I hope there isn't somebody else talking to him, so you don't have to get in the middle of something.
No, don't want to do that. Patty filed for divorce following his affair with Italian model Lori Del Santo.
Oh yeah, the one.
Yeah, the one we just,
about. Looked up.
Yes. Clapton begged for forgiveness and tried to give a reason why he failed. Boyd responded with, "That's no excuse." Italian.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
This is kind of just serious as you shall have thought.
Yeah.
When Connor passed
Connor,
away.
You mean?
Connor.
I know.
Call him Connor. Did Eric Clapton call Patty Boyd and say, "Well, can I have you back?" No. It's no baby.
Lida.
Just asking.
Then he played the song for her, told her it was about her.
By the way, aren't there always tears in heaven? I mean, is that really a new concept?
It's a great point, I guess. Yeah, you're right.
I think there'd be a lot of tears in heaven. Mass?
I'm sure there is.
What's next in soft rock?
Just get lost in the song, Tom?
I did. 1993, Mariah Carey married the president of Sony Music, Tommy Mottola, in Manhattan. Guests included Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, Barbara Streisand, Ozzy Osbourne, and her dozens of psychiatrists.
Yeah.
Would you know my name?
Is this just Boyce Avenue?
You know it is.
Is this Boyce Avenue?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Boyce Avenue rocks.
Perfect for soft rock. I didn't even notice.
They took a slow song and made it even slower.
No! Take a slow song and make it slower. If I saw
you. Actually, I lied. They sped it up.
You can't cover this song.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
How can you cover this song?
It's 10 seconds slower than Eric's version.
This song is about Connor Clapton.
You don't know. Maybe he died on Boyce Avenue. Maybe that was the street in New York.
I don't think he landed on a street. I think he landed on a roof.
Oh, you and your facts.
Well, he was still 22 stories up, so he fell 34. Jesus. 32.
Yeah. All right, too soon, Brandon.
We've got the finale coming up here.
Okay.
We go to 2002. drug charges against Dionne Warwick were dropped after a Miami-Dade County judge agreed to plea bargain deal, which included a drug treatment program. The singer, who was not in court, was arrested May 12th at Miami International Airport after baggage screeners said they found 11 suspected marijuana cigarettes inside her lipstick container. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. From that point on, she kept all her drug supply hidden safely away in her niece.
Oh, that's funny. That's strong.
I thought you were going to say in her nostrils. She has really big nostrils.
She has that big nostrils.
But niece, yeah, that's niece, even better.
Poor Whitney.
Oh, boy.
That's Last Week in Soft Rock.
Beautiful song. Carol Bear Sager did a great song writing this. Elton's on this beautiful song, isn't he?
He did his own version. I don't know if he's on this one.
Oh, is it just Dion?
That one was.
I thought it was like a Dionne Warwick and Friends.
It is. It is.
Well, who are the Friends? Isn't Elton one of them?
I think so.
Okay. I'm just asking you because you're the expert in soft rock.
Yep. Well,
you
came and opened me. That's Stevie.
That's Stevie. Yeah, he's one of the Friends.
He is a friend.
Great friend.
Gladys Knight. Burt Bacharach.
Remember the great
Warwick, Stevie Wonder.
Remember
Elton
the great
John.
Movie this was from?
What was it from?
Night Shift.
Oh,
Henry,
what?
Henry Winkler.
And
Michael Keaton.
Shelley Long. That is a very underrated movie.
Very. I love it.
Love Brokers.
Phenomenal.
All right, smart asses. It was a great movie.
It was. I have it on DVD.
It's Michael Keaton's first, it's really his first funny movie.
And Mr. Mom, of course.
No, it's bullshit. That little drop was bullshit. He was great.
Mr. Mom's good.
I love Mr. Mom.
Good movie.
What about Multiplicity?
Even better.
Trudy turned me on to it.
You and Multiplicity.
Because he ragged Trudy so hard for seeing it.
If you ever see it, though, it's so dumb, it's amusing.
Yeah. I saw it in like 97, but I haven't seen it since. It didn't leave that impression where I had to see it again.
Were you glad you saw it?
I don't know. From my memory, I thought I liked it as a kid.
Well, as a kid, yeah. It would be entertaining when someone turns into five people.
Mm-hmm. Gung-ho!
I think
gung-ho.
It is a childlike movie.
Gung-ho. Did you ever see Gung-ho?
Beetlejuice is great.
Beetlejuice
is awesome.
Trudy focused on her inner child to find that movie enjoyable.
I used to love The Dream Team.
What's The Dream Team?
The Dream Team, that was good.
Yeah.
With, what's his name? From Married with Children.
Michael Keaton's great.
Peter Boyle was in it.
The Married with Children guy,
Ed O'Neill?
Ed O'Neill, yeah, he's in that, isn't he? The Dream Team? Isn't he part of the Dream Team?
I don't think so.
What?
Movie are you thinking of?
Dreaming.
What am I thinking of? Aren't the guys in a mental institution and they get out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Did he have a minor?
Have I lost my mind?
Are you confusing him with somebody?
Brandon, you're naming people who are smaller than him.
Confusing him with Peter Boyle?
No, I don't think so.
What?
I've officially lost my mind if Ed O'Neill's not in this movie.
It's not on the list of
really?
Things that he's in. Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
I think
Mother Bleeper, as Maz would say.
Look up at O'Neill.
I love that drop.
Mother Bleeper.
You're thinking of Disorganized Crime.
Am I?
I know it. Yeah, with Lou Diamond Phillips. Because Ed O'Neill is.
I don't think I'm thinking of that because I don't think I saw that. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
And you're right, Trudy, for Multiplicity.
Well, I didn't see the movie, apparently, so I can't be ragged. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I was so excited to hear you can hit the outro, Brandon.
Remember Porky's?
What?
Loved Porky's.
Wait, our friend from Berkeley's in Porky's.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my God, Curtis
from
Anderson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was Curtis when what's her name was getting it on in the gym.
Get it on.
Wait, was he? In
it was what's his name?
I don't
her
think
name.
He, was
he wasn't in Porky's.
No,
you're thinking of Revenge of the Nerds.
You're right. I need the show to be over.
Tom, bring up another movie Drew can get
Mannequin.
Something wrong
How about.
How
Mannequin?
Mannequin?
Jim McCarthy.
I did see Mannequin.
And My Girl Again, the same girl
Wait,
that was in
Mannequin
Porky's.
Mannequin has the girl from
Kim Cattrall.
Sex
yeah,
and the
Kim
City.
Kim Cattrall, thank you.
She and was in Porky's, yes.
Right, and the guy from that stupid Delta Burke show is in it. The black guy? He's in that. What's his name?
Designing Women. What the hell is his name?
That guy.
Did anybody ever watch Designing Women?
He was a gay guy in Mannequin, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, my God, that
movie is so stupid.
Right.
A great soundtrack.
Nothing going to stop us now.
Yeah, Starship. Awesome song. And number one.
Lord help.
It was number one because of people like, Maz!
Yes! What were we going to say before he said Porky's? We're going to see. We started to say something.
I was just going
to
mention, when he mentioned Mariah Carey's psychiatrists, I was going to mention I was so excited to read about Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband are living apart 3 days a week. And people, that's so wonderful.
She's a part-time mom.
And then she said that her intimacy coach thought it achieved polarity in the marriage. I'm like, she has an intimacy
that's
coach?
Just some creep that watches them fuck.
Was that weird? Is she a millennial too?
Yeah. She's a millennial, isn't she?
Only in spirit.
She's an Xer.
She's an Xer.
She absolutely
is. Or an Apple.
Think we should all think about getting an intimacy coach. Wouldn't that be great?
Just some creep watching us.
Someone watch you get it on. It'll be turn on. You'll dig it.
I'll put it in the other hole.
There ain't nothing pretty about old people.